Talk Radio.
All engine running.
Up on that yesterday, so now we're going to touch right back to the kinky episode of Relationships this Friday, episode 3.8. We got the co-host DJ TJ and also the other co-host Mel, one half of Mel and Mel. So what we're going to do right now is spare you all the expense and all the suspense and go right now to the man himself, Ish, talking Ish live.
Yep. We're back. Another episode of Talking Ish with Ish. It's your boy. You already know Ish. Don't let the co-host introduce himself.
You already know who it is, DJ TJ. No matter what you call me, put the mist in front.
Also, we're going to let the lovely Mel introduce herself.
Hello.
Hi, Mel.
That's it, huh, Mel?
Yeah, that's the best. Hold on. Let's do this one more time because we got to start the show off right. What I'm about to let the lovely Mel introduce herself.
Hello. It's me, Mel. Hello.
Damn. All right.
You got to work on your endings. Your beginnings are straight, but your endings you're kind of leaving me hanging.
I give you an A for effort, Mel.
Absolutely, I guess. All right, what we're going to do right now for Ish's intro, we're going to talk about the little girl dressed like Nicki Minaj. This is the problem I have with what's going on with this generation. Way too much, man. We're not raising these kids properly. Wow.
She has stuff in the back of her.
She has booty pads in the back of her derriere with the wig on. She's supposed to be, I guess, a midget Nicki.
She don't need to be whooped. Her parents need to be whooped.
Yeah, her parents need to be locked up.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, like, there is no way in hell my daughter going out dressed like that. I don't care if it's Halloween. I don't care what it is. My daughter is not leaving the house dressed like that.
No, she's not taking out the Nicki Minaj. No. 5.
They're saying 5. No older than 7.
this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world that... Does she have on booty pads?
Yes, she does.
She has to. I don't know a five-year-old looking like that.
She's going to be a grandmother by 14.
12.
12,
yeah.
12, 12, 12. I was going to say 14, but 12. By 12, she'll be a grandmother.
Yeah, the way they get in and the way they get it in nowadays, boy, they start them early.
This is absolute... Like,
it's disappointing.
Like, the fact that she has on booty pads is just... is. I'm going to church tomorrow, man. Or Saturday, whatever the day is. I'm going to church.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Girl, where's your daddy? Your
we
daddy let you
gone.
Go? Did your daddy let you come out the house looking like that? Oh, you say he's gone, Mel? So what,
yep.
You are you stereotyping? She doesn't have a father? That's what
no,
you
actually,
mean?
I was just trying to
no,
crack
just,
a joke.
I'll just give you a hard time, Mel.
I'm going to guess she doesn't have a father because there's knowing that I don't know, like, a male that'll let his five-year-old child. I don't care if it's jokes. I don't care what the situation is.
I don't even let my little girl listen to Nicki Minaj. Rather,
hell no.
Better yet, look, dressing like her. She can't even listen to Nicki Minaj, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's her mama fault. It's her mama fault.
And this is just the beginning. Because for the intro, I want... My theme was about, like, what's going on with the parenting nowadays. Now, what we're about to go into is the little boy dancing like Beyonce.
Why he had to dance like Beyonce? Why he can't dance like Chris Brown or somebody? Or dance like Michael Jackson or somebody? Why he got to dance like Beyonce? Wow. I mean, Beyonce the only one that dance?
Yeah.
He's not dancing exactly like Beyonce.
You'll see in just 1 second.
If it's who I think it is, he is. And he's doing it good.
Oh, he's doing it good, huh?
Horrible. Pause.
Okay, so
I got a lot of messages lately saying that I can't twerk. Well, you know what? Here's all the bitches. I'm going to prove you wrong.
He don't got no daddy either.
I don't know what Donna should do.
This is highly
disappointing.
I would have choked the shit out of my son. Right then and there. Are we serious?
No, he does not have on those kind of shorts.
Huh? What would you have done to your son?
I would have dropped his son.
I don't even want to look at this. We can stop the video right here.
I mean, come on, man.
There is no way in hell. Like, what are we doing with
dancing on a handstand? He's dancing on a handstand.
Is this really how we're going to raise our kids up right
But they
now?
Probably do that in their free time. Like, their parents don't even know either. But I understand how they get there because they weren't told, no, you know, don't dance like that. If I was a mother, I would have went in there and if I would have beat him up like I was his dad.
If I'd have been his daddy and I would have walked in and seen him doing that, yeah, I'm grabbing him by the throat. I'm going to lift him up as far as I can in the air and I'm dropping him as hard as I can. Negro, if twerking, matter of fact, no more tease for the rest of your life. If you even bring out a word like, yeah,
don't even fix your mouth.
If you ever say a twa, the rest of your life, I'm a damn near you. There's no way in hell my son is doing this.
I'd have jabbed him right in his chest, hard as I could, right in his chest. Boom.
You think you're a diva?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I got you.
This is ridiculous, man. I mean, I'm almost at a loss of words, really.
Yeah, it's like, where do you go? But we're not quite done with it. For the other piece of the issue's intro, we're going to talk about the little boy dressed up like Martin Luther the King.
Yeah,
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Yeah. He got kicked. Well, we're just going to play the story. It should be a great discussion.
Well, yeah, where is his parents also? Because he didn't think of this all alone.
Oh, you about to his parents.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
Was he not doing something informative?
No. That's not it.
So did the little boy get suspended from school? Did he get suspended from school?
They kicked his ass out of school.
Uh-huh.
You're about to see in just 1 second.
A little Caucasian boy dressing like Martin Luther King.
Because he painted his face.
Yeah, he painted his face.
Oh, yeah, they don't like when...
It's funny, but...
If he painted his face, then that's a racial slur.
That's what I'm saying. The parents should have known better.
Yeah.
So... No, they needed to do something.
Yeah, they had to.
You gonna suspend the 8-year-old kid for saying
there it is. You just passed it. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the world coming to?
I don't know.
A simple school project turns into a debate about racism at a Southern Colorado elementary school. An 8-year-old dressed up like Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, he went all out, even painted his face. Now, some people were offended, and the second grader was asked to leave school. Samantha Anderson is getting all sides of this debate, a story you'll only see on News Channel 13.
I have a dream today. That one day, little black boys and black girls.
This is Sean King, a second grader at Meridian Ranch Elementary.
I liked it. I was sorting for it.
He's all dressed up for a class presentation.
I worked very hard. I did try my best. I have a dream today. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation.
Sean is portraying a historical figure assigned by his teacher.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr.
He said, Mom, I want to wear a suit because that's what he wore, and a black tie, and I have to wear a white shirt. And he said, also, I want to play, you know, do my face in black.
I want to be like it because I thought it was a fun project to do.
His black face paint landed him and his parents in the principal's office.
They thought it was inappropriate and it would be disrespectful to black people. But I say that it's not. I like black people. I don't want to be mean to them. It's just the costume. I don't want to insult anybody.
The school district says a staff member and some students were offended by the face paint.
When other students are offended by something, it's really the principal's role to make sure that the educational environment is safe for all the students.
Yeah. But students were never mentioned in the complaint, according to Sean's parents. They were told it was a female staff member who was offended. Other parents, including a PTA member, said there was no problem with Sean's face paint.
It's not about them. This was about a second grade class and their project. It had nothing to do with the woman that was taking it the wrong way. And I think she needs to realize the bigger picture. If my own son had been chosen to be Martin Luther King, I would have, he's a blonde, I would have gotten him a black wig, and I probably would have painted his face, too.
I don't think there's another way.
Despite an outcry of support, Sean was still asked to wash his face, but his parents refused and pulled him out of school.
I think it's pretty sad that you've got a principal, you've got faculty members that are acting the way they are when they should be the ones setting the example for the children.
I learned something when I went into that office. Don't be afraid. Have a strong voice.
He's proud. He's proud of what he did. I'm proud of what he did, too.
In Colorado Springs, Samantha Anderson, KRDO News Channel 13.
Okay. Go ahead, DJ TJ.
I mean, I don't think he meant any harm, but it's kind of like mockery. It's mockery. And so if one person is offended, then you have to get rid of it. So one person was offended, so they have to respect that.
Maybe I'm wrong with this statement, but he seems a little off. So I would have gave him a pass. Like, he's not, how old is he? What, 10? His speech wasn't up to par. Like, he was stuttering and stuff. So I would have gave him a pass. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, to me, I take more respect from it than anything.
What do you say, Mel?
Like, I don't think it was that offensive. It is an offensive picture, like him having his face painted, but he was doing it for a project. But I don't think he knew where it came from. So the fact that he was just trying to get into character, that's fine and dandy. But if he were a little older, then maybe it would have been a little problem, because that's when you really get into Black history, mm-hmm. not so much in the second grade.
Okay. Now, what I have to say is, I'm not blaming him because he's young and naive and does not know what the face painting and the history of the face painting means. But his dumbass mama and daddy, they need to be shot. I take offense to it from the aspect that his parents backed it.
Yeah.
Because they know, they're old enough to know the history behind the face painting and out there trotting out and what certain blacks had to go through as far as being a jigaboo and
right.
painting your face black as hell, putting a white lipstick and just being a clown.
So they should have known that it would have been offensive to somebody.
Yeah.
If he painted his face red, as in replica of an Indian, would that be offensive?
It would be offensive. I would be offended the same way. No, trust me, Indians would have been offended if he would have painted his face. Indians are offended over Florida State with the Seminole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the
it's
City
offensive.
Too.
And the only reason why that hasn't changed is because they don't have a loud enough voice.
Because they wiped them all out, that's why.
Yeah, but that shit, when I looked at him, it made me think of the 60s and the 50s when we were, in order to get on TV, we had to shuck and jive and
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, so, but I'm not mad at him because I truly believe in his heart of heart, he felt nothing wrong with what he felt like he was giving respect.
Cause he barely knows who Martin Luther King is and the significance he played in history.
But
so,
his parents, punk ass parents know better.
Right. So, I mean,
they aren't doing a good job at parenting. Yeah, but like,
so he don't know, like, he know who
as far as the painting his face and stuff like that. To him, I truly believe that kid believed he was paying homage, but I know for a fact his parents aren't that stupid.
Yeah, that's why I kind of agree with you. I would give the little jit a pass, but his parents maybe. But I mean, he had a project, he wanted to go all in. So, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? Me being a black man, I don't take offense by it.
I take offense by it.
But I see where it can be offensive.
No, I'm offended.
Yeah. I wasn't offended personally, but I can see how it can be offense.
I'm offended because anytime somebody white paints their, like, it wasn't even like a black skin tone. Martin Luther King wasn't even that complexion. So it took me, when I looked at it, it took me back to the jigaboo.
Right.
So I'm offended because this is the jigaboo thing that certain blacks had to go through just in order to be on TV, tap dancing, shucking and jiving, just for television. And yeah, it was a process we had to go through in order to make it to where we are now.
Yeah.
But I'm offended by that. Black, like, how many black people are actually that complexion?
Maybe his mom was.
I mean, it looked kind of like my complexion. It looked kind of like brown, like.
No, that wasn't brown.
That was black.
Black.
I think his parents just, they knew what it meant, but I think they figured as a second, I mean, a, yeah, a second grader, that no one would have been like, oh, you know, second graders.
But
maybe
then,
the teachers would have saw,
but
they
then they're trying the ignorance of the black teachers or whatever
but
race
they knew
teachers.
They're second graders and that it's a project.
No,
you know,
but like if I'm teaching at a school and I see a white kid comes in with something that is very offensive towards most black people, it brings me to a point where Arsenio Hall is on The Apprentice. And it was one white lady on there that, like, they were doing a task for The Apprentice, and they asked him if he would tap dance. Oh, no. And
yeah,
no.
That's different, though. That,
yeah, that's
no,
like
it's
different.
Not. No, 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 not really. It's different, but it's not different. Because in her mind, she didn't see it as being racist, but the way that it's certain things you have to know will always be offensive towards black people. Painting your face like a jigaboo will always, always be offensive towards black people.
Honestly, I didn't even know that was all of that, like, offensive and you know, just painting your face. I didn't know that had something behind it. I just weren't, actually, when I came before.
Yeah, that, it was a sign of mockery back in the day,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean,
yeah, that's why I keep saying shucking and jiving, because that's what they used to call it. It was basically black people making fun of black people,
but you know,
for
what,
the sake of television,
right? But I just, you know, by you taking that statement, what you just said, black people making fun of black people, I'm more offended by watching 106 and Park than I am by seeing this legit dress up like MLK.
Why is that?
Because, man, they epitomizing jigabooing. They actually jigabooing on there. Like, they, you know, they paint, they not even painting their faces. They using their real black face to degrade. At least a little jit, like, at least he was trying to, he was just trying to go into the role. To me, I look at it like maybe he was trying to be black. So,
you know, he'll never be black.
Right, he'll never be black, but
yeah.
For him to want to be.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Not really, because if he would have painted his face not pitch black, like,
maybe he can find any other.
If he would have picked a brown color, like, if you're really trying to
mulatto.
If you're really trying to represent it, Martin Luther King.
What kind
and
of brown,
his,
no, it wasn't.
No, it
black.
Wasn't.
It wasn't.
Pull
black.
That picture back up, and that's a black. That is pitch black.
It was
black.
Tar.
Yeah, that you're not represent. That wasn't Martin Luther King's
black
complexion. So you're not representing, like, you're not trying to actually look like Martin Luther King. You're basically looking like a jigaboo.
But black is black, and there's different complexions. When you have pink, whatever that was in the States, I'm pretty sure just black was.
All right, we say we're black, but in actuality, we're more brown. Naturally, like, I mean, how many truly black people do you know? No, black. I don't see one black ass person in here. I see people in black that are not, that are black, but aren't black. So that color does not add up to what he's trying to represent. Martin Luther King was not that complexion. That's jigaboo paint.
So what you're saying, there's no way he could have paid homage at the same time. I'm sorry.
No.
Paid homage at the same time, be respectful doing this.
What I'm saying is, I'm not blaming this child for what he did. His parents should have known better. I'm not blaming him, because when you listen to the child speak, he's speaking from an open heart. He truly does not believe he did anything wrong.
Because he doesn't know. He doesn't have that,
yeah,
knowledge.
So
yet.
I'm
he
not
know.
Blaming him for his lack of intelligence on it. I'm blaming his parents for their lack of intelligence, because they're old enough to know better.
They didn't have to paint his face. He could have just came with the mustache, the suit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm Martin Luther King. Okay, everybody.
No
went.
Harm, no foul. Don't paint his face. Give him the mustache. No harm, no foul.
And if I heard his parents say he wanted to paint his face, even if the child wanted to paint his face,
but
he doesn't know. He doesn't know the.
This is where parenting comes in.
That's what I was getting right there.
Now you're on parenting. You can't. Okay, so, I want to paint my face black. Look at his complexion. How many black people do you really know that complexion?
But listen. Hello?
Are you on, baby?
I'm on?
Yeah, you on. What you doing?
I don't hear myself, but I'll keep talking.
Yeah. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thanks to Mel. Sorry about that. What I was going to say was, so you saying this, so if, say your child wanted to dress up like JFK, and they painted or some shade of it, and went to school, and some white member of the white race, they got mad. Would it be the same thing as what I'm? I'm not disagreeing with you.
No. Okay, from that aspect alone, from the top, it's not the same thing, because the paint that he has on, it refers to a derogatory time in black people's history, in black history. What he did to his face refers to a derogatory point in black history. When you see people painting their face that color, what he has on, in white history, it does not apply.
Yeah, like looking like it's, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, it does not apply, period. So we can never look at it truly from that aspect, because the same rule doesn't apply. But we would never, in U.S. history, we never were able to clown whites. It was black people who got clowned. So as far as that goes, no, it would never be the same. But also with that said, if it was my child, I wouldn't paint him ghost white saying he's JFK. I'm not going to paint him the whitest white color I can find, saying, hey, he was just trying to be John F. Kennedy, knowing John F. Kennedy was not that complexion. That's where it comes personal, and where it's racism involved with it. I'm not blaming the child. I'm blaming the parents.
I could see, like, some subliminal, you know, racism in there. I mean, the parents could have known. And then when what disturbed me about it is what the principal brought up behind their child, and it was like, okay, we believe that this is not offensive, and we're just going to keep it on. So that's what I find offensive there. So that's what changes the game for me.
But listen, it's possible for Caucasians to be open-minded. I mean, what Martin Luther King wanted to happen happens in a way, maybe not to full extent where everybody's still not racist, but for them to say, you know, well, isn't this what he wanted, you know, for us to not be racial. So I understand that's a racial picture, but can we just not look at it like that? Also, that may have been a racial picture, but what about when, is it offensive when, like, black people call each other coons?
I ain't never called no fella.
What the hell? Wait a minute. Stop. Way too many people grabbing microphones and wanting to put their 2 cents in. We can't do that right now. I need everybody focused on what we're discussing on. We can't have everybody getting in on this. We have the people who are doing the show. Let's just do the show the way we're doing the show. All right. With that being said, yes, it is very offensive, and you cannot, there's no explanation to where you can make me understand painting somebody's face that black, because that's not even the majority. You're making it seem like what he did was make it seem like this is what black people look like. What am I doing wrong? I just painted my face like black people. this is how black people look. Everybody I see that's black, this is what I see.
Well, I blame the parents. I give the parents
all
the blame. Yeah,
I cannot blame the student.
I don't blame the child, not one
no,
bit.
No, he's a child.
It's the parents'
but
fault.
But that was a horrible job
at
parents.
I guess
parents.
I can agree with that. I don't blame the little boy at all.
No.
I'm actually call it quite impressed because he went all out for a school project. He had to do all that. Just think about this, though. Just think about the position he put himself in as a young white man. At whatever age, 10, 9, 8, whatever age he is, to come to school dressed up like a black man. I remember I read this book. I don't want to go too far, but I think it's called Black Like Me. The dude, he wrote a book, and he actually went to New Orleans, and he painted himself. Well, actually, he took some medicine to make his skin look black. And he actually felt like, you know, he actually put himself in a position as a black man and lived like that for a certain period of time. So
yeah.
That boy will always remember how it felt to be black.
Not really.
He will.
No, he does not know what it feels like to be black.
He was discriminated on.
No, he knows what it feels like to insult black people. So there's a difference between...
going to get that understanding out of it. His parents need to get that understanding, but he's never going to get that understanding.
But what you're trying to explain is, the only way he would know what it feels like to be black is if he actually had a black complexion to where no one could tell he was black or he was not black, and he went out shopping or something like that and felt just
if he rolled
the everyday life of being a black man.
Well, even if he
did what he did does not show him what it feels like to be black, even
because
he's just dealing with something that insulted black people.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not dealing with white people.
They'll never understand the struggle. It's hard to explain, but it's all about understanding the struggle.
I just look at it. I didn't mean to cut y'all, bro. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I would just say I look at it as is two different perspectives. It's his parents' perspective of what they see. I think they need to see what you're saying, that his child insulted black people to some to whatever
but
degree.
But the parents should have known,
They
should have known that this might offend somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And they going to get that perspective. But from his, I'm seeing this too. From his perspective, he got on the bus or he rode to school. He got out the car dressed like that. His friends seen him.
I'm not
and
blaming
they
the
some,
child for
some
pit, anything.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Don't blame the child.
Yeah, we said that from jump.
Okay.
I don't blame that child for anything because I truly believe his heart was pure in what he was doing and his intentions were pure. But his parents painting his face that black, and that's not the true image of what a black person looks like. That's not Dr. Martin Luther King's complexion. That's not anybody I know firsthand. I might know one person that black in my life. That's not a true representation of what black people look like.
So let me ask you this. Since we were talking about Robert Downey Jr. last night, that movie he played with the black dude, you wasn't offended by him playing that role?
No, because he did not. Now, if they would have had Robert Downey Jr., painted black, the color black, not of an African American,
but
of the true color.
But it
black.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
no,
I'm
seeing
where
you're coming
black
from.
Man, he was portraying a black man, so it's still kind of the same.
Have a problem with him portraying a black man. I have a problem with him portraying a jigaboo.
So you just caught up in the color black.
Yeah, because
so
that's
brown,
not normal.
So if it was brown,
I wouldn't
all right.
have a problem with it.
Oh,
would not have a problem with it if they had him looking like the typical African American.
That's what
the typical complexion.
I have
a problem with that
the color.
Color.
I understand what you're saying because he is. They could have went and got some brown.
Yeah, he is pitch black. They painted him black,
yeah.
The true color black, and said he's representing Martin Luther King.
Well, I mean, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, we went a little longer on this subject than what we should have, but it was a great topic. If you want to call in and you feel some type of way about what we're discussing, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, that number is 646-478-3372. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to jump into the rest of the topics. Holla.
Brought to you by DSFX-ET, and you're listening to WPRP. Pretty soon we're going to be broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stay tuned for the launch. This show is sponsored by PerpInfo.com. Hip-hop entertainment news on a higher standard. Make sure you stay locked in at PerpInfo.com. If you'd like to sponsor a segment of Talking Ish with Ish, Season 3, call us now at 813-444-DSFX. For you slow people, that's 813-444-3739. Holla, we'll be back. Going into our next segment, entertainment. We'll be discussing 50 Cent and Lil Wayne, banned from the playoffs, as well as a recap of Chopper City fight. We have the video exclusively. And also, Will Smith gets hit and slaps the beep. Yeah, stay tuned, stay locked.
Gina, baby, I don't have no money. I don't have no ends. Gina, I'm ass out. I'm going through something right now.
I told you that.
Oh, you mean what up, oh, oh, what up? I said a what up, oh, oh, what up? I said a what up, oh, oh, what up? Well, all right. Make you feel alright. Put you in patrol, that's the way they fight. I'm going through something with life. Put you in patrol, make you feel alright. Put you in patrol, make you feel alright. Put you in patrol, that's the way they fight.
Welcome to my diary. Stressing got me gray hair. Something to inspire me. Rather than society's woes, let me go. Let me shine a little bit, love. I want diamonds too. Ronnie on Players Club. I used to have a 9-to-5. Fresh out of school, that was 05. That bitch was racist, got me fired. Ever since then, I had no job. Pushing in my mama van. Stop for gas on Rosecrans. Trust me, these niggas rushed me for something my cousin probably did. UT by association, story of my life. Nigga, you gon' make me flip this bitch, oh shit, just give me life, nigga. Pain since my grandma's death, uncle killed that Louis Burgers. Hold my tears, I try my best, let it go, twist my pool over. Cycles of a starving artist, trying to go beyond the marches. Marches maintaining my modest, modest, that's our dream. So while I go through all this bullshit, what you call it, life itself. I know what helps, let me scroll through my Blackberry.
Hey, what's up, daddy?
I'm going through something with life, but pussy in patrol, make you feel alright. Pussy in patrol, make you feel alright. Alright, put you in patrol, that's some great advice. I'm going through something with life. Or put you in patrol, make you feel alright. Put you in patrol, make you feel
Gina Patron got some great advice.
So what you wish me out here for?
All I need in this lifetime, pussy and Patron, give me that, once you give me that, once again it's on, bitch I'm swagged up, hoes bopping when I'm off at school, coming down clean, tell your baby mama what it do, where your friends at, I got long dick, what it is, gon' poke it out, situate your little positives, how I live, bitch shot, on my grind, already, I'ma lay it down like a carpenter, when you let me, when you let me, when you let, when you let me, when you let me.
I wrote this song when they drove home and caught that flat in the main flat, and it made me think that we only go blink to change locations where we at. When y'all thinking lost in the alcohol bottle, when attempt to ignore pain, problem, and sorrow just for a minute, and back to the bullshit, you probably know doing, and you better get evicted. Two drugs, two deep puts on pussy, make it feel alright. But once it's empty hand, that bitch leaves, then it's back to life. You can't run from it, gotta run to it, nigga. The antidote wouldn't last, so you knew it, nigga. But still, you proceed to dive deep, act for a third zodiac sign.
Going through something in life, but pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron, that's some great advice. I'm going through something in life, but pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron, that's some great advice.
Okay, welcome to my diary. Where should I begin? Finna get a swisher and fill it with that Instagram. Crackers watch my every step. Man, I hate to work for them. One time I tried to work for me, but that shit didn't work for me. And here I am, stressing, questioning my direction, man. What to do? Nothing's moving. Traffic jam. Wiggle through it. Pop the cork and take the fluid. Bust that pussy open. Bust that pussy open. Bust that pussy open. So, balls deep. Get in. Retrieve, relief, you dig? The killer bottle love to kill her and lie butt naked telling the truth. What you? What's up? I had a long day and I really wanna fuck. Take a double shot to the face and forget about my whole day. Cause all I've been thinking the whole day, whole day, whole day.
I'm going through something in life, but pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron, that's some great advice. I'm going through something in life, but pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron make you feel alright. Pussy and Patron, that's some great advice.
All I need in this lifetime, pussy and Patron, give me that, once you give me that, once again it's on, bitch I'm swagged up, hoes bopping when I'm off at school, coming down clean, tell your baby mama what it do, where your friends at, I got long dick, what it is, gon' poke it out, situate your little positives, how I live, bitch shot, on my grind, already, I'ma lay it down like a carpenter, when you let me, when you let me, when you let me.
Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PerpInfo and also the host at Ish5014. Watch the show live on PerpInfo.com/PerpTV or at PerpInfo.com/PerpRadio.
We're about to be live with Talking Heads with Ed, going into the entertainment section. Once again, that's 50 Cent, Secret Surgery, Lil Wayne, Bam for the Playoffs, Chopped Fight Video. Last show, you heard the interview. Will Smith with Kiss and Slap the coming up next on Talk Ish with Ish, episode 3. Stay locked because we way too cold. Way too cold. I'm trying to show. Way too cold. Once again, the show is brought to you by up for all your entertainment marketing at 813-444-TSFX-ENT. 813-444-3739. If you want to sponsor a segment of Talking Ish with Ish, just like Perp Info did, hit us up. If you want to call in and talk with the host live on air, hit us up at 646-478-3372. Call your friends right now and talk your ish with Ish live on the air. Yeah, we're about to go, about to go, about to go live. About to go live. It's way too cold. We're about to go live. Way, way, way too cold.
Yeah.
Shout out to my producer, Freestyling. Alright, what we're about to do right now is get into the next topic. But before we do that, I need to explain why I feel a certain type of way about things. Both my parents were brought up in Plant City. My dad was brought up in Beesville. He had to walk from Beesville to Plant City, like about, what, 5 miles?
Sure, it might be a little more than 5 miles, seven,
yeah,
eight.
Because you know where my granny's house is.
Yeah.
He walked from there to Marshall, dealing with segregation. Like, to me, it's not, like, racism is not that far away. Okay, racism is not that, like, it's my, like, not that many generations away.
No.
So when I see it from, look, I'm getting what my daddy dealt with from picking in the field 4 a.m. before he walked 5-6 miles to school and had to walk back home because Marshall was an all-black school at the time.
Right.
So, to me, it's not that far away to where I can't relate with it. It's one generation away in my life of dealing with it. And in Plant City, what was it, 1974, when...
Yeah.
Everything, like, segregation was abolished in, like, 74. That was almost...
That's not that long ago.
Yeah, that's 2 years before I was born.
Right.
So I relate to it from a whole nother aspect, dealing with it, because I'm from a small city.
Right.
So I see it, like, when I... Like, I can understand how the younger generation don't, like, because it's more generation, more of a generational gap. And maybe I'm getting older, but like that black paint, I disagree with it totally.
Yeah. I had to understand you because you
understood.
Just all caught up in the color of the black paint. Like I said, I wasn't really offended about it, but it's certain things that do offend me. Like something that might offend you might not offend me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it all depends. You
but,
know, but
I respect
both,
it
both of your parents. Well, your
My
I know you're
young.
Yeah, but they're from here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Plant City was was a little slower on, like...
Equality.
Still slow,
yeah.
If you ask me.
Yeah,
still slow.
Yeah, technically, yeah. we still got a little ways to go here.
Right, right.
Now, what we're going to talk about now is 50
Cent.
Yeah. Wow. Some 50 Cent, as we reported last night, was rushed to the hospital and had to have emergency surgery.
No, it says top secret surgery.
Yeah, it was top secret surgery.
Wow.
You got that pulled up?
Yeah, this it right here.
All right. Let me read.
I wonder what was wrong with him. He had to have top secret surgery.
Yeah. Okay. Reportedly yesterday, that rapper, 50 Cent, that's what the
that rapper.
Is. Yeah, that rapper.
That's his name now.
Yeah, that rapper, 50 Cent, had a stricture or a blockage in his small intestine. And the doctors believe that the best way to clear it was to remove a piece of 50's colon.
Uh-oh. So they had to remove a piece of 50's colon, huh?
Fifth had a problem shitting.
Okay. I'm not going to go in on 50. But I've seen some pictures that, I thought 50 was kind of shaky. Now he's having surgery on his colon. Oh, he had a piece of his colon removed.
Wow.
Wow.
Where are you going with this?
Wow. He's been hanging around with Dr. Dre too long, man.
I'm starting to wonder who really was the wankster. Jai doing years in prison.
Yeah. Jai doing time.
Yeah.
While you getting your colon removed. Wow.
I got to. Young Money needs to sign Ja Rule when it gets out. And let him go ahead and abolish 50.
Might as well. Because I thought he was better than 50 anyway.
Yeah.
But he just, I don't know, he didn't go back at 50 like he was supposed to. Oh, lies? What do you got to say about that, Mel?
I like 50 Cent.
I like 50 Cent too, but I'm saying as far as...
Lyrics? No. Ja Rule is not better.
Wait a minute.
Let me ask you this,
Mel.
I don't know.
Within the last 5 years, what's your best 50 Cent song? I give money I
no.
got. And that was it. Then
that
I get money.
That was a commercial song.
What else did he have, though?
Really, he only had two albums to me. The whole Get Rich or Die Trying.
Classic.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a classic.
Yes.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
And then the Massacre. The Massacre. I like The Massacre.
He did have a song with Jeremiah.
Yeah.
How did that song go?
Little Twist. Which one?
With Jermaine.
Or something like that.
Damn. It might not have been that good because none of us remember.
It's called Down on Me.
And the song he has out now, Beat the Up. You know what I mean? That's pretty
now
nifty.
Now, he ripped that.
Yeah.
He does rip that.
That's pretty nifty right there. I like that.
Because you want it. Hold me to push up on it. Because you know where I'm all on it. We get the party going.
I didn't hardly like that.
I didn't really care for this one too.
Not really.
Can we do an impromptu gas of trash on Phil?
Might as well.
Okay.
Might as well.
All right. We had this joint. And off the same album, I believe he had the song with Justin Timberlake.
I'm gassing this.
Now, he rips this.
I'm gassing this.
This is his best flow since Get Rich or Die Trying.
I think he has a reserve.
Not really, because he's almost irrelevant.
Musically, he's irrelevant.
It took him almost dying to get back talked about musically.
He's a beat rapper. He needs beat to be relevant. No beef right now.
Let's
get
the
50.
Poppin' up, listen too much. We get to lick in the city. This shit tell me.
Mel say 50 nasty. He nasty, huh, Mel?
She ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it. She told me lick it, I did it. Sexy thing, enough to make a nigga go crazy. Man, do crazy. Then we get to touching and touching, we get to licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing when you're around and we listen. We go to perfect positions, we get it popping. I listen too much pleasure. The message, she got the power to beat. We make her wanna get to me in the page. Way jackpot, jump shot a nigga.
Woo!
Way
gassing already.
Yeah.
He rips this. Yeah. He does rip this.
You don't have to have a continuous string of songs, just to make one pop.
So, Mel, you gas in the trash and filth. DJ TJ?
I'm gassing up. I'm gassing up. Now, I have to gas this song, too, because when this song came out, this the only song.
About 4 or 5 years.
This the only song I heard in the club played twice in a row.
He don't even know the words. Don't even know what he's talking about.
Now, this was hot when it first came out. This was hot.
Now,
I gassed that.
Oh,
I
gassed
this, too. Hated to love it. Oh, yes. The underdog on top.
Coming up, I was confused.
Yeah,
my mom
with
Olivia. Wait a minute, say that again.
Best friend with Olivia.
Who?
50. If I was your best friend.
She talking about the very first song 50 wrote
matter.
Ever, when he was 8.
All right, that's how you gonna do us tonight.
From back then to now.
My tape, man.
But Olivia's new, so that well, listen to my tape. To him, he was.
Yeah.
I can't lie, this song was kind of hot, though.
Yeah, it was okay.
Cause I was your best friend.
I like the hook. I like the hook.
Woo! Cause I was your best friend.
I want you out,
hey, awesome. I had my man. My mind was made up. The trash.
You know, I had to gas it. Well, I debate.
I'm going to gas him because I don't like how you know when he's about to drop because he starts selling out on everybody who is on top.
Yeah.
So I got to gas him. I can't truly gas him because he always hates. I hate hate. Like, why hate? If your music is nice, drop your music.
Hate it or love it.
I can't gas him on that, though.
You're not gassing him?
Jay don't do it like...
50 can't do it like Jay, though. 50,
yeah.
50
like,
can't do it like Jay.
The difference between Jay and Phil, Jay will address shit when his album is dropping.
Right.
Phil will start the shit when his album...
Right.
What he called them, the crackhead and the junkie? What he called them, the fag and the junkie? That wasn't a direct quote. But when he was talking about Wayne and Kanye, when they were on top, he called them the fag and the junkie. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beef rapper, man. So if it's no beef, I'm going to get the best of 50. But, you know, 50 is 50. Get well soon, 50.
So we're going to gas this song. Gas Phil. We're going to
gas him. We'll gas him. We'll gas him up. What's going on in other entertainment news?
Oh,
we'll talk about Lil Weezy.
Lil Weezy was banned from the playoffs.
How you get banned from the playoffs? Is that a syrup lollipop?
What?
It does. That is
that
not a normal blow pop.
Is that a syrup lollipop that he
it
has?
It has to be. It's purple.
Codeine pop.
Yeah,
it's not even.
No, man. It has like, I see 3 different colors from here.
Uneven.
Kush, hash, and codeine
syrup. He got banned. Oh, what did he call?
Oh. Yeah, MediaTakeOut.com learned that NBA baller James Harden has asked that rapper Lil Wayne not attend any of the Lakers playoff games against Oklahoma City Thunder.
Was that training?
Wow. Well, Weezy had her first. She's with Harden now.
That's a punk move by Harden, man.
Yeah.
That is a punk move by Harden. You worry about this chick, man. You got the ring to
you
concentrate on.
You playing with his money, though.
And you worry about who in the
You playing with his money, though.
Come on, man.
You trying to distract him. He trying to make money. You playing with his money, though.
Playing with who money?
James Harden. That's what you trying to say. Weezy, you get your money. You come in here distracting me, playing with my girl.
No,
I'm trying to make this playoff.
If anything, he's putting money in James Harden's pocket for coming to the game.
No.
Anything, he's paying for the ticket.
So what? Everybody else paid for a ticket.
But, okay, they put money in those players' pockets.
Okay, but
you're putting money in the owner's pockets.
It's not about tickets.
Owners write the check.
It's about Wayne and Trina.
Yeah, that's right. But if anything, Weezy's doing James Harden a favor by coming to the game.
I don't agree.
Well, what you got to say? Go ahead.
I just want to say maybe she will.
Oh, she and, she has.
And, yeah, that was Jay Harden.
Maybe.
Learn,
she
man.
Has.
Come on, man. MOB. Then you
already turn that back down. Turn that back down. If it was any other chick besides Trina, we all know Trina's a groupie.
Right.
And she's a sack chaser.
Obviously, James Harden doesn't know that.
Yeah, so how are you going to try to keep her on the wraps now?
I don't agree.
That was a sucker move.
Really?
He
really
played himself out, really.
Really?
If that's truly what he did, he played himself out like a sucker.
And then whoever carried it out for the ban Weezy from the games because of James Harden said so is a bust up too.
Yeah. Maybe he got pulled. You don't know.
Come on, man. I mean, that's ridiculous right there, man. That's ridiculous.
Because my thing is, if you truly have Trina, sit Wayne in the front row.
Right next to Trina.
Yeah, right next to him. And I bet you she won't speak.
I bet you.
Huh? If I truly have a hold on her and I know I'm secure enough that I have her, man, Wayne, I want you right here. I'm going to drop 40 on your ass. Because you love Kobe. I'm going to drop 40.
And then I'm going home with the girl.
And I'm going home with Trina.
Hey.
But you know what I think? Hold on, before you say something. I think the beer's getting in the way. That's why she that's why she went back to Weezy F, baby.
Yeah.
James Harden cut that beard off, man.
Yeah, you can't go nowhere with that. But maybe he just need to recognize that maybe she'll do it for the realest ends in the game. I mean, maybe she will.
Well, maybe he's not the realest. Maybe he's not the realest, man.
You know Trina.
That was back then.
No.
Ever since I saw her on Lala's Full Court, she seemed as though she tried to get her act together to be.
Wow. If this getting her
producer.
Act, if this is getting her
producer,
act together.
She's trying to make me look, tell a story.
Is that where that saying you can't
producer,
turn an H into a housewife? Is
producer.
That
you can't
dare
turn,
I tell the story
on
live television.
Oh, I'm always interested to hear his story.
Okay. All right. True fact, I put my hand to God, and I'm not adding anything into it. My dog played for the Cleveland Browns. I drove down South Beach. I was living in Miami. I drove down to South Beach. And my dog, he had a drop top 600. At the time, Trina had a 430. About 60 grand difference in
right,
the vehicle.
Right, right.
I parked right behind her on South Beach. What's the cat's name? C.O.?
Yeah,
from when when they were hot.
Yeah, C.O.
Comes up to me once I get into the spot and was like, my dog wants to know who you are and she's interested in seeing you.
Meaning Trina.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with you? What was wrong with you?
I was just driving the vehicle.
It don't matter. You got to play. Hey, it don't matter.
On something else.
Right.
And at the time, my swagger was high. So I'm looking at it like, come on, chick. Man, you this really? You see me pull up in this, and this is how you want to react to this?
Well, treat her like that then. That's how she want to react to it. What? Treat her like that then.
Oh, damn. You're right. I mean, dropped the ball.
Really,
huh?
You did.
I did. I should have said a story.
Come on,
now that
man.
I look in hindsight, I dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Because I could have told the story totally different. She came up.
Oh, we wouldn't have believed it. We would have
and
right through that.
I could have said something else, but...
But you got to keep it real. So
yeah,
know.
But Trina sent CO to see who the hell I was because strictly off vehicle.
So yeah, basically
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so I know what she's about.
Right, right. Right. Mel
ahead.
Getting agitated over there. What's wrong with you, Mel?
Mel trying to have some furniture moving in here. If you sound like that again, it's going to be a misunderstanding.
I don't think she was like that anymore. Maybe I don't know, but like I said, from watching that show, she really seemed like that wasn't life anymore. She was lonely.
Well,
she, so
she's on camera, so you know.
She
I wouldn't
still
doubt.
Look lonely.
I wouldn't doubt. No, I wouldn't doubt that she's lonely. She probably is lonely. That's why she hollering at Weezy and James Harden.
Yeah. Yes. She ain't that unhappy. Well, she isn't that lonely because James Harden.
Was that Trina that walked out on the court and was talking about where's Kenyon?
Nah, that wasn't Trina.
Oh, my bad.
That wasn't Trina.
Yeah, that was Trina. That was Trina ass. Huh? She threw on a wig, walked out there talking about Kenyon and stuff. There's a reason why he hasn't took them lips off. Because I'd have been at that shit.
No, he can't. But I think he colored over it. He colored over. It's like black now. I don't know. Yeah, it's another kind of another tat.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, he could have kept the lips on there. I would have kept the lips on there. Me personally.
I would have said no, I wouldn't. But then I just thought if Mel gave me a kiss and wanted me to get it tatted,
you know what I'm saying?
I would have done it, and Mike, I probably would have kept it.
Plus, nobody will know whose lips it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless you got these are Trina lips.
I know,
right? Tatted on the lips.
Yeah, everybody kind of knew they were Trina lips.
Yeah, okay. Well,
whatever.
He shouldn't have got them tatted on him in the first place.
I would have probably seen, like, if I ran into Trina now, I'd be like, what's up with the mouth hug?
What?
Oh, now you want to pick up the ball. You want to pick the ball back up now, huh?
Yeah.
You want to get a second chance?
Yeah, what's up with the mouth hug? Wasn't really good. Huh?
I want to get a tattoo. Make me get a tat.
Anything wrong with a mouth hug?
Who would you take now?
What is a mouth hug?
Trina.
I'm lost.
A mouth hug?
You don't know what a mouth hug is.
I can imagine.
Imagine.
Do we really want
imagine.
To explain this on air?
No, we don't need to explain it,
no,
but just imagine.
No, we're going to let the viewers just try to figure it out.
Okay, all right. I can figure
viewers,
it out.
Viewers, if you have no clue what a mouth hug is, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, that number is 646-478-3372. Mouth hugs are good.
All this mouth talk. You remember that song Eddie Murphy came out with? Put your mouth on me. Y'all remember that song?
Pause.
I remember that Prince song called Head.
Well, we need to cue that up. That Prince song was off the chain. I was going to make fun of Eddie, though. That was going to be all in fun and games right there.
Put your mouth.
Eddie Sway.
Put
sing.
Your mouth.
Who told Eddie he can sing?
Eddie gave you some classics,
man.
He gave you
man.
Two classics. Eddie Murphy gave you two damn classics.
No,
fact.
Man. No,
fact.
Man.
That's a fact. Eddie Murphy gave you two classics.
Yeah, that Party All the Time was all right.
Yeah.
But
and Put Your Mouth on Me.
But he just can't sing.
Two
though.
Classics. You got two classics out of Eddie. Fact.
Eddie Swain.
What do you say, Mel?
I don't know those songs. I know the Party, but I
don't
know the other
for
songs.
Her time. This is
I
for
think
your time, Mel.
Just a
yeah.
Little...
You were still in Nut City when this song came out.
You
don't
want me to put y'all there, y'all?
What
gonna
you
put
not going to do
gonna
is say
like
Mel was in Nut City.
You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Yeah, wow.
This guy.
Hey, but I have a rather disturbing revelation that I just found. Eddie has a song called Boogie in Your Butt.
Wow.
It says what?
The song is called Boogie
in Your Butt. You know he likes them
butt.
Transvestites.
Wow.
You know
right
he likes them transvestites.
Right after the song. Right after the song
and
called
then,
Faggot.
And then the song Whoa. Called Faggot. Come on, Eddie. You
I didn't
confirm it.
Know this is all right,
Eddie.
Wow, Eddie.
We're going to listen to
Faggot.
Faggot. This is Faggot.
By Eddie Murphy.
These are not the views of the show. This is just the name of the song. This song is called Faggot
by Eddie Murphy.
And then he has another song called
Boogie
in
Your
Butt.
In Your Butt. Boogie in the Butt.
Eddie
Murphy.
It explains the leather suit.
Starts off with a lot of clapping.
I ain't even say shit yet.
Man, this is stand-up. This is stand-up right here, man. This is
stand-up.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right. It's cool.
Now,
that boogie in your butt, though.
This is a song here.
Yeah, that
Yeah, this is boogie in your butt. Yeah.
Eddie, I'm going to need you to answer, to explain this.
He's going to explain. Listen to the words. He's going to explain it.
It's kind of funky. Whoa.
I hope he's talking about dancing. It gets in your butt and you just want to dance.
He said work the booty in your butt.
Hey, I ain't putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogie in people's butt.
Wow.
Mine. That's how I'm going to go to jail for doing something like that.
Wow.
And it's up aside my friend. I've been doing it. I'm for you.
I'm done.
Hey.
Keep going.
No,
no.
Okay. I've heard enough.
No, my brother.
No more boogieing in the butt, man.
Eddie, you a great actor. Stick to acting, buddy.
And on other news.
I can deal with him coming out with another Raw or something.
Well, that's him. Stand
yeah.
up. I mean,
stand
comedy,
up,
that's
act,
you. Music.
No more boogieing in
nobody's butt. No,
yeah, too
Eddie.
Much. Too much.
Now, he did pick the best
terrible.
Out of the Spice Girls, though. He did pick the best.
Oh, Mel B? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I give you props for that, Eddie.
Yeah.
You're winning my book for that one, Eddie.
Okay. Well, how much time do we have left?
We got 49
Oh,
minutes.
My God. We're moving fast. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get into the thick of things.
That's right.
And keep the party going.
That's right.
Sit on down, open your eyes, and open up your ears. Say, put a tree in your butt, put a bubble bee in your butt, put a clock in your butt, put a big rock in your butt. Say, put some fleas in your butt. Say, stop to sneeze in your butt. Say, put a tin can in your butt, or put a little tiny man in your butt. Say, put a light in your butt. Say, midget right in your butt. Say, put a TV in your butt. Say, put me in your butt. You're about to say.
Trees and nobody's butt, no bees and nobody's butt, but nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of. I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Bad E just rock, do it. Put a case in your butt, and say, put a metal case in your butt, and say, put a face in your butt, and say, put a frown in your butt, and say, put a clown in your butt, and say, sit on down. Say, put a boat in your butt. I say, put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop. Feels real good when you sing about the butt. Say,
now, wait a second. Do y'all pay for this, for doing this, putting the butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this? $100 bill. I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. I put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say, see ya later in your butt. I put an alligator in your butt. I say, put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny. Hot cup of brim, fill it to the rim, and in your butt, to the beat.
call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Perp Info and also the host at EH5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio.
Damn the show, it's all about your phone.
Okay. We see what you committed to, Mel. We see what you committed
to.
Yeah,
you should see, since I've been here more than the other one, so I want to hear that.
Oh, damn, this is true. So but you just going to slam the mic down, huh?
Mel might be feeling that hall.
Yeah.
That Boston.
It's starting to kick in, Mel.
She in Boston.
She's in
Boston. For sure. She's in Boston.
That hall.
But it's okay, Mel.
Will Smith.
You're still a winner in my book.
As she keeps sipping. Are we back?
Oh, we're back.
Oh, we're back. All right. If anybody wants to call in, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. With that being said, Will damn Smith gets kissed by a guy.
Big Willie.
Hey.
That's what they call
him. Big Willie from Philly.
That's what they call him, huh?
Pause.
Big Willie.
Pause. From Philly.
Yeah.
He had to check somebody on the red carpet.
Yeah, he had to.
Do we have that queued up?
It was kind of funny. Did he kind of like backhand him? It was a mixture between a backhand and a jab.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what it was, but it was smooth, though. It was smooth.
You know what it was? It was a mixture between I'm trying to act like I'm civilized. But you want me to be an N-word.
But you want me to be a,
yeah, you really want me to act like an N-word.
Right.
But I want to be civilized.
Right.
Yeah, so. He tried.
Yeah, bro. He tried.
We have a cue, but first, a word from my sponsor. We go right into it.
Take it back, Willie. You a winner in my book, Willie.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Yeah. On the streets where he spent most of his days.
Yeah.
Hey,
chilling.
I
refuse to believe that Will is swinging and all the rest of the
from
hoopla.
That, yeah, I refuse.
Because
to
of the
that.
Way he played that, like, hold on, yeah, he tried to on. Kiss me in my mouth.
I believe that little smack was all instincts. That little smack was all instinct.
Like,
look at his
the,
hand. Look at his hand. Come on, buddy. You know what I'm saying? Get ready.
Yeah. You ready, pop? Hold on. Play it from the beginning.
One more time. One more time. From the, taking it from the top.
Oh, my God.
Come
on, man. What the hell is your problem, buddy?
He
shot
it
out there quick. Hey, Will did learn something from Ali.
It was instinctive.
He shot it out there quick at her, like, bah.
That was instinctive, right?
From
there,
one
right.
angle, it looked like he did nothing.
Yeah,
but from the other camera view,
that smack.
You heard that? You yeah. heard the smack, like, bah. Hey, give it to me again, man.
With
one more
with
time.
The backhand. From right there.
Why not?
With the backhand. That's worse than getting slapped.
Oh, my God.
Will had to do that with all these gay rumors going around.
Come on, man. What the
hell
he
had to
problem?
React like that.
Hey.
He shot it out there so quick at him.
Hey.
Burn.
Hey.
Just pass that real quick.
Hey, hey, hold on. I just noticed something. Look at the lady behind him.
Yeah. She's like, wow. Look,
watch what he's doing. Watch after he slaps. Watch the lady behind him.
Come on, man. What the hell is your problem, buddy?
She like,
yeah, like, oh Lord, that must be his publicist like, or something. Cause she yeah. like, oh Lord,
yeah,
oh
Will, what did you just do?
15 years of working on this.
Yeah,
he's just gonna do.
Will had to react like that.
Yeah,
he had to. React
oh, he
like could have
never went back to Philly.
Yeah, he had
you know
to react
saying?
Like that.
He had no choice. Philly, one of the hardest cities you can grow up in.
Yeah, yeah.
If he did not react the way he reacted.
Yeah, you're not from Philly.
I don't care how much money he has. He could have never gone back to Philly.
So I commend Big Willie for reacting like that. You had to give him a little smack to the face.
That
kiss me
funny,
in my
dude.
Mouth. Kiss me
Hold
in my
on.
Mouth.
Before we move on, one more time. Take it from the top.
Oh my God, hey,
One more time, man. Please look at these girls in the background. Like,
I can't.
Just from right here.
I need
these two right here. Look at them. Watch you go to the other girl. Like,
yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. I will.
It's
hey, gonna
take. It is scrambling. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's gonna be pure hell out here tomorrow trying to
the
clean this
up. The N-word just came out of Will. I'm sorry.
He's a little joker.
You're lucky I ain't sucker punch you. right in the middle of the face.
Hey, Will straight. I don't care what anybody says. He's straight.
That's my dog.
Well, maybe not.
That's
because
my
he should have threw a harder punch.
But he couldn't do it on the camera like that, man. He did exactly what he could have done.
Been a little
without
fine.
It being an
the
assault.
Punch probably would have been assault.
Without it being an assault, he did all he could, and it was enough for me.
Yeah, because Hitch got him a long way.
Right,
between
right.
Hitch and when he was the superhero.
Right.
Hancock.
I agree with you, DJ TJ. I heard all the rumors about Will.
He's straight.
I did.
But
he's straight.
For that little slap right there.
He's straight.
I'm like, damn the rumors.
Yeah.
Hey.
Because he pushed him up off of him so swift. Like, hold on.
It surprised him. Like, he kissed me in my mouth.
Yeah, he tried to kiss me in my mouth.
And then when it registered on him, he smacked him. When it registered, he smacked him. Like,
yeah. Hey, he wanted to swing, but
yeah.
He just,
lucky he sucker punched him. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He just sucker kissed me. I should have sucker punched him.
Yeah, I feel Big Willie, though. I feel him.
Word to the wise. Never hug a man in a white suit.
Never. If you're in Europe or England, if he has on a white suit.
Tight ass white suit.
Do
don't
not hug
him.
I mean, he got, look at it, he got wig on it. He got him in a chokehold, reverse chokehold on it. Wow.
Who knew? Now, in other entertainment news, Chopper City. A lot of us might not know who Chopper City is, but he's that from Making a Band. And,
I know what.
Yeah, he got called. Wait a minute, you talking like Chopper attractive or something?
No, I just said I knew who he was. From
you got a crush on Chopper?
No.
Chopper kind of got you some type of way.
I just watched Dave Chappelle, so I kind of.
I thought we talked about Chopper last night. Didn't we talk about Chopper last
night?
We
talked about it, but now we have a video of him actually beating the brakes off, dude.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Chopper City, people don't realize Chopper is a big dude. Like,
what, he stand about 6'3"?
About 6'3", probably 240.
He ain't that big, man.
Hold
240?
On.
240? I give him two. I give him 240?
About 240. Hold on.
Nah.
We got that video queued up.
Hey, that's about Brandon Marshall size. He ain't Brandon Marshall size now.
He's bigger than Brandon Marshall.
Come on, man. You mean Chopper City is bigger than Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, there it is right there. Go
are
back
you
up. Yeah. Yeah. Chopper is
got,
not
nah,
a small
nah,
guy.
He's not small, but he's
you
all
just ain't going to be up there set tripping on Chopper like it's an easy win.
I mean, old boy had heart. Old boy had to represent. That might have been his initiation.
5-0.
You can't go up to Chopper.
Well, he got initiated because he's still in the hospital over there. He damn sure got initiated. I'm ready right now. Chopper City beat the brakes off old boy. Why she keep yelling out fuck?
That's her girl. That's his girlfriend.
He yanked his hands back and said, I'm a real thug. I'm a real blood. I mean.
I'm not my fool.
Walk around with him and DDT the bitch.
Yeah.
Like about the DDT.
Whoever is filming this, though, has a piss poor phone. This is one of the worst camera phones
they got a Nokia.
Yeah.
If you got a Nokia, kill yourself.
If you got a phone with an antenna on it, kill yourself.
If you got a flip phone, jump up a bridge.
If your phone, the only way you can text says ABC, DEL, kill yourself.
Bitch ass nigga.
Hold on, don't stop it. Oh, yeah, that is the end.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, he beat the living brakes off of him.
Really? And then walked around with him in the DDT position.
See,
wow.
Which brings me to my point. When keeping it real goes wrong.
It went wrong then.
Like, because Chopper, they did arrest him, but then they let him go when they heard that the guy came up on Chopper.
Right, and he threw the first punch.
Set tripping.
Right.
He was set tripping and threw the first punch.
That's self-defense. After that point, self-defense.
from each other.
Self-defense. You know what I mean? So, somebody swing at you, ish, you got the right to whoop him. So, if somebody swing at you, ish, you got to whoop him.
Man, all I need to do is see a cat reach back. I got to swing first.
Oh, no, you
got
to let him swing now. No,
because no, I'm not sure I'm going to take that punch.
Well, no, you don't have to take it.
I
got to
swing.
No, I'm not saying take it, but let them swing. But you better not take that first punch.
Man, as soon as the cat reaches back, I'm punching. I'm going forward with everything I got, and I got to try to knock him out.
Yeah, you supposed to.
I'm not going to try to wonder if I can take a punch. I don't know if I can. I'm never trying to realize if I can or not.
Nah, you don't.
I've never been in a fight.
Ever? You don't have siblings? Mel, you don't have siblings? Mel.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the lady Mel. Mel, do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
And you've never
fight? You know I got siblings.
You've never been in a fight with none of your siblings?
That's different. It wasn't even really fair.
What you mean it wasn't fair? It was a fight, wasn't it? Did they jump you?
No.
She's the black sheep.
I don't know how to say it.
I'm saying you've been in a fight. You probably never been in a fight outside your family before. But
have you ever won a fight in your family?
Long. Yeah, me. I used to beat up my brother because he didn't mess with me.
Lies.
You think so?
Lies.
I know he don't want you saying that. Nah, you beat up your brother?
Put his Twitter out.
I haven't seen him anymore.
What's his Twitter? What's his name?
Chaz.
Chaz what?
Ford.
Chaz Ford. Everybody Google Chaz Ford. Chad is grown up getting his ass beat by his sister.
Because he used to mess with me. I let it build up, and then I just would tell you.
Wow. Yeah, he was sparing you.
Right.
He was sparing you,
man. He got it back. No, I spared him.
Oh, okay.
So you never lost the fight to your brother?
When he ganged up on me with my nephew, but that was about it. He had to call my nephew in, but...
Now I understand why you're single. You're not dateable. If you beat up men, spend your whole life. Like, if we dated, I'd probably be the person calling the law.
Probably, but I'm just saying, he had to teach me somehow. I'm not going to let anybody hit on me.
But if we were dating and I had to call the law because you beat up on me, I couldn't even do the show anymore. All the callers would be calling in like, with all the shit you talk, I would have thought you were tough with your shit.
Yeah,
Your co-host's been beating your ass for the last 3 years.
I don't know how to fight. Well, it's instinct to defend yourself, but I don't think I know how to fight.
Yeah, that's all it is, instinct.
I've had people try to fight me, but they never did.
Were you scared?
Hell no.
Oh, so you was a warrior on the inside.
I was just ready. That's the most you can do.
You got to stay ready. You got to stay ready. Yeah, no doubt. You have to stay ready.
Nowadays, beautiful women can beat up men also.
They don't make women like they used to.
No. A little more gangster nowadays.
Yeah, the chicken.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Them hormones. It's in the chicken, Mel.
I blame McDonald's.
We'll take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back and wrap it up.
Yes.
I'm killing shit. Way on rock and Jimmy to the workout out I'm dealing. I fuck with she a M.O.P. Don't touch a shit, got built. Busting down them Benjamin. Fuck it up on Louis King. That's the way I'm kicking it. Pharaoh brought my cover. Puerto Rican, Japanese. We laid up at the dove tree. Yellow ice, Obama beat. Pink and ring, corky. iPhone and Metro. Twerking off the whole thing. My ear ring, the jet.
Jelly bean, gangsta lean and Irene. Red eyes, no visine. I'm loped out on the green. Hard shoes on my jeans. Riding jeans with the wings. Yellow bone on my team. Traffic in them, yeah, I mean. Face boots with the spike. Go to AZ on a flight. Smell 100 overnight.
Yeah.
www.perpinfo.com. That's right, you heard it here first, perpinfo.com. And for all your entertainment and marketing needs, you can call DSFXENT. That's 813-444-DSFX. Once again, that's DSFXENT for all your entertainment and marketing needs. And that phone number again is 813-444-DSFX.
Lego. Lego.
DSFXENT for all your entertainment and marketing needs. At DSFXENT, they offer three types of service. Good, cheap, and fast. And you can choose any two. Just know that good service cheap won't be fast. And good service fast won't be cheap. And fast service cheap will not be good. Come to DSFXENT for any of your entertainment and marketing needs. Anywhere from branding to graphics to service engine optimization. Website, software, visual production, studio time, business consulting, clothing, and marketing. We do all of this. Once again, that's DSFXENT, 813-444-DSFX. That phone number again is 813-444-DSFX.
Yep, yep, yep. We're back on the air. You got me, Ish. You got DJ TJ. You got my girl Mel. You got J Wig. What we're about to do right now is go into the gas and the trash it. Mike Vick's fiance is being considered a dime.
By whose standards?
Internet.
Internet, huh? Well,
those bikini pictures and stuff out here on her, and they're saying she's a certified dime. Big and we're out in some country, and they were fishing or whatever, and it's bikini pictures of her.
Okay, I need to see that because off of what I've seen, no dime.
Yeah,
she's good now. She's a nice looking young lady, but
she's also a rider.
She rode
with him.
Oh yeah,
like the whole prison sentence and stuff. She had his back.
Well, if you consider all that, yeah, she's a dime. If you consider all that, that's
but
rare nowadays.
Certified? When you say certified,
I'll give a certified 8.5.
Hold on, let's go down a little bit though. You're gonna get the views you want.
Oh, she's bad now, but she's bad now. I knew she was.
Everyone deserves
she was
better accommodation.
Okay, go down a little more.
Vacation.
What do you call it? What are you giving her?
I give her a strong 9. She's a strong 9.
Hey,
a strong 9.
The hips don't lie.
But look, okay.
Producer, I can't let my producer get in the middle of it. It's breath involved. He gets a little weak on his judgment.
He needs
in the middle of it.
A B cup dime.
She bad though.
Yeah,
like
a strong nine.
This was like prior to seeing these pics of her, I was like she's straight.
Come on.
Yeah. But I wasn't saying she was like certified dime.
Everyone.
She's certified nine.
She's a certified. I agree. I'm going to say certified 9.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
Mel, what do you say?
I think she's pretty.
What are you giving her? 9?
Yeah.
Would you date her?
Probably. If she was normal.
But.
If she was normal, I'd date her. If she, I don't know who she is. If she's like.
She's a nobody.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm
and she that. Just rolled with him. Like, they've been together pre-dog Mike Vick.
Right.
She had his back.
Hold on,
right. Throughout that whole situation, she had his back.
Hold on, is this male?
Come on, go for it. And I commend her for that.
Is this a picture of male?
It kind of looks like male.
Oh, it do kind of look like male.
I was thinking that in my head.
Dime.
I was thinking that in my head.
Certified dime. I'm giving her a certified dime.
Guessing it's dime.
I had no clue, Mel.
I didn't know she looked
Mike Vick.
Yeah, you holding back,
Mel? Go put on that bikini.
Mel's a certified dime.
Go put on that bikini, Mel.
Let me get some of that dog fighting money.
Yeah, so Mel comes. Mel does the show in sweatpants and shit.
Right.
We had no clue what
they
she looked like in a bikini.
Right.
Certified dime bikini.
I agree.
What are we giving on? Because she comes in sweatpants and slides. And
I gave a strong 8 with just that, but then with the bikini, it took it up a notch. You know, so.
Mel, you are a certified 9.
Nice. What did I say? Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you are nice. You definitely are nice.
I'll gas her. What do you guys say?
Yeah, we'll gas it. We're gassing it, Mel. What you doing, producer? You gassing it?
I'm gassing.
Mel already told you I'm gassing it.
When Mike Vick first got out of prison, I was looking like, why are you with her? Like, I did not see it.
She doesn't have to be
super
fine.
But she stayed with him, though.
She stayed with him, though. She stuck with him. So
exactly.
that has a lot to do with it, man.
You don't gotta be Kim Kardashian just to be with somebody.
Now, we are blessed tonight to be able to have an exclusive interview with someone who actually was playing with him when he first got out of prison.
That's right.
So what I'm about to do is bring this exclusive interview on.
That's right.
And let him speak on 9 Dime, whatever. It's on you. What you got to say about it?
What's happening, everybody? This Buffalo here.
That's right.
And I definitely was in Philly when Mike first got out, and shit. We stayed at the Radisson Hotel at the airport.
Wait. Were you in Philly, or were you actually were on the first, like, firsthand, you were with the Eagles?
With the Eagles, man.
That's what I'm going to tell you, bro. When Mike Vick first got to Philly, bro, niggas sat by me and motherfucking me. Niggas say, anybody sitting by you? I say, no, nah, man, you can have my damn seat you want to. You fucking Mike Vick.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I feel you. Hey.
So go ahead.
Shit. Anyways, by this old lady, Dime. I was on the elevator with her. Me and her. Motherfucking
no
Grace.
No Mike Vick.
No Mike Vick. Going to his room, gray sweatpants. You know what I'm saying? A little jogging outfit. And
you
yeah.
seen Dime then?
It's like that.
Oh, it's like that.
Wow.
Huh?
Trust me. I know.
Okay. Yeah, it's fat. It's fat. Yeah. Definitely fat.
I want to apologize to Mike Vick because I did not see it.
Me neither.
I did not see it prior to seeing these pictures.
Yeah.
I was just like, I understand because she rolled with him through those 2.5 years, whatever.
And she was always a pretty face.
Yeah. Though. Like, I seen that portion.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did not like. Really, Mike? Like, this is her. Like, this is the one.
And I knew she was kind of thick, but I didn't know how thick. Now I see.
Yeah. Hey. I'm gassing.
I'm gassing. And how many kids they have together? Two or three? Two?
I think they, them two together have at least two. I think she's had three.
Her personality.
Does it look like she's had three kids from
looking
that?
At her, I'll know.
Yeah, because she looks like you.
Being from Philly, just saying, up north girls are pretty bomb.
Where the hell are you from, Mel?
I thought you were already
from New York, Mel.
Yeah,
she said up north girls.
No, you said New York.
Being from Philly.
I said up north girls
no,
are
no,
that bomb.
No, you said being from Philly.
No, and I said, and she's from Phily.
So you must have said being that she's from Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll give her a pass.
Yeah, okay, Mel.
The hips do not lie.
No, hips don't lie.
I'm gassing
with kerosene.
Yeah.
I'm gassing it with gas.
Wait, hold on. I'm lying. Are we gassing that she's a certified dime?
Yeah.
I will not solidify her as being a dime.
What? I won't certify
she
dime.
Bad.
She
what?
Bad, nah.
She's not.
She's
I'm not,
not
gonna
a dime.
Say dime,
man. Look at the face.
She's fine.
We gonna judge. She's
no dime. I give her 9, but she's no dime.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Listen,
nine.
Though,
I, she's a certified
but I'm saying,
9.
Mike Vick gonna dress up, do what he do.
Yeah,
fuck it.
She could be fixed dime. Into a dime. She could be fixed where she looks like a dime, but when it boils down to it,
firsthand, bro.
Okay,
she's a 9 straight.
She's maxed out right now.
Strong, yeah.
But
yeah.
listen, fellas, like, okay, we're going to judge her in third.
She fucking with Mike Vick, so she a 9. She fucking with Mike
Vick. She a 9, but listen.
I don't know.
I just want to hit these numbers y'all throw out, and we're going to judge her body in third. Face. From neck up, what y'all give her?
I give her face about a
9.
8. I'll say 7-8.
7-8. Okay, the midsection, the torso.
I'ma say about a
6.
A 6?
I give her 7.
How much bigger do you need to be a dime?
I don't care about breasts, period, honestly.
All right,
you're asking the wrong person.
You said
I'm gonna say a 9.7.
Okay.
All right. Space, y'all gave an 8. 9.7.
I gave a 6.7.
I gave
7 face.
I gave a 8.
7 face.
Waist down.
I'm giving a 8.5, being that she had kids. She's had 3 or 4 kids.
X out the kids, I'm gonna still give it about a solid 8.
So we're gonna bring out the calculator.
But I like hip.
You got a 7.
I'm a hip person.
Plus,
like her best qualities.
9.
Her best qualities are qualities 7. That I don't care about.
Yeah, what you gave her on the waist now is a 8.
I'll go 8.2.
8.2. And we're going to divide that by 3. She's 8.3, man. She's 8.3.
I agree, totally. Yeah, that's about right.
I'm
going to
give her a plus 1, so 9.3.
Yeah, I'll give her a 9. She resembles male, but a worse version.
I would agree with that. I agree with that. Male, you might be a little, in the torso area, you might be a little
yeah.
thicker than her.
On the next show, Mel will be in a bikini, and we're going to
the whole show.
Picture
the whole show.
Wouldn't
that be nice?
Yes, it would.
It would be very nice.
I think she's pretty. She has probably has a good personality. Like, being me, if I were to date somebody, you know, that's not a regular, you know, I would think.
Everybody
would,
was kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
So
she's very pretty. Inside. I like her. Like, she seems humble. She doesn't seem like,
yeah
I'm with Mike Vick.
She's very humble. She's very humble.
I like her.
She rolled with him
yeah.
the whole, like.
That takes humility.
When
humility
it seemed
right
like Mike Vick would not get a second chance, she
right.
stood by him that whole time.
Like, I
that's
see
so,
me in her shoes.
And she's cute and everything else. If
I mean,
I'm
why
in
not,
Mike
man?
Vick's shoes, she's a certified doctor.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
She's a certified doctor.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. If you ride with me when everybody is trying to kick me down.
Right, right.
That's at least worth 2 points.
Right, right. So she's off the charts to Mike Vick. She's
yeah.
off the charts.
Because one thing about it, she didn't even know if he was going to get back in the league or not.
Yeah,
and
she
stayed,
stuck
with him.
Yeah.
She still rolled with him.
She was right there. She was there to pick him up.
So if
right.
it was me and I was Mike, like you say, if I was Mike Vick, she'd die.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I see no flaw.
No flaw.
Fuck it, I want somebody just like her.
Exactly. Yeah, I commend you, Mike. I commend you, Mike. I commend you.
So... are we all in agreement? We're going to gas her.
Yo, we gassing her.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gassing
her.
I'm gassing her. I'm gassing Mike Vick marrying
right.
her.
Right, right.
I'm gassing all of that.
Right,
and
right.
And I'm gassing the Eagles doing their thing this year unless
right.
they play
me
the
too.
Bucks.
Me too.
Yeah.
Even when they
yeah.
play the Bucks, they still going to do their thing.
I know they're not.
Whoa,
no.
There you go, Redskins.
No. You dang on right.
You know, one thing about it, if I got anything to say about it, we gonna have they going to have a problem.
Yes, sir.
As of right now.
Somebody in the studio said, how the hell are you a Redskins fan and you've never been to Washington?
Let me correct the young buck. I've been to Washington, and the first time, I'm going to tell you why I was a Redskins fan, because the first time I watched football, it was the Super Bowl, 1987, and my daddy explained to me, like, oh, this Doug Williams, he might be the first black quarterback to win it. So,
who?
Doug Williams.
What's your last name?
Doug Williams. So, ever since then, I was a Redskins fan. So, that's how I became a Redskins fan.
I can't knock that. What am I supposed to say to that?
You can't say nothing to that, man. I mean,
but you're a Gator fan, too.
I like to get you doggone right. I'm a Gator fan. What you mean? And, you know, I'm going to tell you how I started liking Gators. Let me tell you, hold on. Let me tell you how I first started liking Gators.
Steve Spurrier?
No, I hate Steve Spurrier. I hate Steve Spurrier.
What?
But
what?
I don't like Steve Spurrier, man. Ever since, hey, I'm going to tell you what Steve Spurrier messed up when he said he would not have a black quarterback play for him ever. That messed me up with Steve Spurrier.
But you was a Gator fan.
I can't help who the team I like.
Let's go,
like
Kobe. Let's go, Kobe. Right now, this game is getting serious. Hey,
it's getting serious. We might have to end the show.
He just got, he got fouled.
Have to end the show.
I lost it for a second. Because, hey, we down one.
Hey, bet move. He got fouled.
You got to hit these free throws, Kobe.
Come on, he's not LeBron.
You got to hit these free throws. They down one.
He is not LeBron.
They're down one.
He's clutch.
How much time left, Willie? 13.9?
Willie, Willie.
33.8.
Ninja Gaiden.
He made the first one.
I need you out my way.
He made the first one. Well, we have a whole bunch of Kobe fans in the studio tonight, so you know. They're rooting for those Lakers tonight.
Yeah, go Bulls all day, every day. We'll be at the next football season as usual. Wow.
We have a lot of Kobe fans, but we have one hater.
Yeah.
We definitely have one hater on the staff.
Who is that? Who is that?
DJ.
Hey. I never hated on Kobe, ever in my life.
What we should do is give out a quick shout out, because we got to get to this game now. Now we're in the thick of things. I want to give my Twitter shout out, Ish5014.
My game is nice, 23, nice as in NYCE.
Mel at Melissa Ford as one.
At Perp Info, at JWig 247.
Shout out to Bison Clothing.
Shout out
That's
to
right.
Ugg Clothes.
Ugg.
At Ugg, UGGHCLO. Ugg Clothes. At Ugg Clothes. Or you can go to at UggClothes.com.
Is there a Twitter account for that?
Yes.
Hold on. Why don't you grab a mic and say that?
This show is sponsored by Ugg Clo. We have the CEO of Ugg Clo in the house right now.
What's good, people? Instagram me. We coming out the 31st. You'll see everything. UGGH_clothing on Instagram. On Twitter, HBrook_Rod. I don't normally be on there, so but I will post up everything on there. Tumblr, The Life, HBrook. UGGHC.com. Nigga, we in there.
Holla. We out, man.
That's right.
Wait, hold on. We ain't out yet.
What you got to say? What we about to do is let Buffalo take over for the last 3 minutes. I got to
do
focus.
What you feel.
My boys out here trying to win this bitch.
Do what you
I got to stay focused on this now.
That's right. That's right.
Fuck yeah.
We're going to get a shout out. Who? Fab Five. Mike G. Dub. X Factor. Good shit. 1,000. Ball game.
All the hoes get fucking busy. You're in the country. All the hoes get fucking busy.
Yo.
Fuck all you motherfuckers that hate me.
Ball game.
Bitches, gotta take. These titties is luscious. Luscious titties.
Bang, bang!
Oh, we got 90 seconds, bro.
These titties, look at it.
Hello?
Put a close up on her titty.
Mic check. You want to? Yo. We got 90 seconds, bro. Got Lakers this game, but I got OKC winning the series.
I got OKC winning the championship. I got any team that make it out the West winning the championship. And I'm from Florida.
Me too.
West, nigga. West.
Ball game.
Motherfucking Kobe.
Me and Rod can't see the game because we got an extra large milk dug in the way.
This motherfucker head is like huge as fuck.
Hey, Waffle.
How your head like Waffle. Perfectly right? Milk dug. Malt balls. nigga, I got the whole city.
What the fuck that poster mean, nigga? Nigga, Google me, nigga. Oh, okay.
I got the whole city on the track. Fuck Facebook. Fuck Facebook. What?
Are we off that rod?
There you go.
The last moments of the game, Kobe sinked two free throws. Unlike LeBron James, he did not brick them badly. We came through. We triumphed. I say we, but I'm going to be biased and say the Lakers triumphed. I'm biased and say the Lakers triumphed. The hater has just entered the studio, and he is grinning. He is gritting his teeth, biting his words. Right now on PerfectGo.com. But what we're about to do right now is go to the After Hours show hosted by at Rod Lee and some other guy. I don't know who he is. I'm going to let him introduce himself. Yeah. PerfectGo.com, Uglo.com, DSFXENT. We're going to go to the After Hours host. One of them. I'll let you figure that out.
Man, I heard a crack. No.
I heard a whack.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Nigga, this is an after-hour show. You can say what you want.
Don't, white people, don't be offended by me saying cracker. I'm not saying cracker to offend you. I'm just saying cracker because I say cracker.
Once again, the views of the After Hours show has nothing to do with talking issue with this.
Purpose
but we're getting live, and it is what it is. What you hear is what you hear. You don't like it, shit off. If you do like it,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, recognize the tone when you see one. We are.
And to a Whopper, he can put whatever he want on his Twitter just so he know I know where he stay. Now we'll come see him.
Fuck virtual reality, nigga. We live in real life.
We live in raw. Rough.
Nigga.
See guys, we're watching 3 to 4 guys debate about basketball. We have one guy who has never won anything in his life talking about winning. he got a coffee cup in his hand. And it's 1:36 in the morning.
To never cross the boundaries of winning. Trash. The Heat trash.
Heat trash. Man.
That's no clue.
Yeah, me either, man. I just feel like nigga been drinking, so I figure I'd pick the mic up and talk a little bit. Shit, man. You know, I had a great time, man. This week was my first week of class, man, and I've been learning a whole lot. I've been out of school for 5 years. And, I know why I hated school. But this time, I'm going to put in all the effort to finish. But I'm going to need a little help.
All I got to say is to the kids, if you don't know what you want to do and you don't know what you want to be, do not get in fucking debt to find out.
Get that money. Fuck what Rod talking about. You gonna be in debt anyway. No matter if you financing a car, home, or whatever. Unless you got the motherfucking cash just to pay that shit out right, yeah, it's gonna be in debt. That's all I can tell you. Pretty sure we ain't got no viewers under the 18 right now, but shit, that goes for anybody. Just know, talking about getting a new car, a new house, some shit off a lot. Yeah, it's gonna be in debt unless you ain't got cash.
Get
and
that.
That's real. And I'm speaking for experience. From experience. We talking about getting money,
fucking
bitches, and motherfucking dying. Now what? That's all life is about.
That's it. Fucking hoes and dying.
And dying. All right, no, I'm just kidding, y'all. That's not really what I think. I'm just fucking off. I'm joking.
That's what I think.
That's not my views. And to be honest, you know, me personally, I'm just going to school trying to better myself.
Shit.
And I'm looking for Mrs. Wright to help me on my journey, on my path. And I think I found
it. I got me a nice one. She all right. I ain't mad at her.
She got on black, blue jeans.
Got the flats. The thong flats.
Yeah. She got a
inner toes done.
Necklace with a cross. Yeah. And
And I think those are a...
And she got some bamboo earrings.
Double D.
Matter of fact, she's an around-the-way girl.
32 double D? I am amazing. I am amazing.
Around-the-way girl.
32 double D. Did I get it right?
OMG.
I got it right. I got it right. Covered it up. Didn't answer my question. I got it right. I'm a beast. These are God-given eyes.
Thank you.
Excuse the noise, fans. We still got dumbass niggas arguing about dumbass shit.
Dumbass shit. Basketball.
Shit they can't control. One thing I do know. One thing I do know is that can't none of these, all these niggas be talking about sports.
Will
they
not,
don't know shit about sports.
Will not go play basketball. Will not go outside.
I'm the greatest. I'm probably the greatest athlete these niggas done seen in person.
Nah.
Excluding Rod. Maybe. Maybe on the court. But if it come down to it, I beat his ass in basketball too.
Hell nah. One thing you ain't gonna do is call me out in basketball.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
You gonna beat.
Oh yeah, I will. I'm the cuz. Let me tell you something, cuz.
I understand.
I can do anything I put my mind to. And when it comes to sports, I'm the greatest.
Death told that nigga, you a lie, and the truth ain't it.
Well, we know that about TJ. TJ, you better TJ, you better defend yourself, cause you a lie and the truth ain't in you. You know why? I guess not.
Is he one? What? So what? We get drunk.
No, LeBron ain't no
scrubber,
but he's no winner.
We don't care who sees. So
what,
we go out.
Hey, hey, baby girl. Baby girl, look at me when I'm talking to you.
I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants. Keep it real with my niggas, keep it playing for these hoes.
Mail.
I ain't DJ.
Sorry for the technical difference.
Slap his ass like Will. Slap his ass like Will.
Hold on, he in my space. Nigga slap me. He better be ready to brawl out here. You know what I'm saying? I already got on my wife beater. I'm ready to whoop ass.
I thought you was gonna do it.
Nigga, I don't know, I feel some type of way about this shit right here. Cub rushing up again, I'm trying to walk fast, nigga scoot up on me.
Then tried to kiss him.
I feel violated. Hold on, man, I gotta go handle some. I'm gonna go whoop this nigga ass.
Trey really. Almost slapped his ass like Will did.
Hey, nigga, shoot me 30 real quick, nigga.
Producer Jay Wig.
Yeah, at jwig.com. Hold on.
Damn.
Who is that nigga? Oh, buddy fucked up with gin in his hand.
Nah, I know how that shit is. Turn.
Nah, I do not know. To my knowledge, I don't have kids.
I got one.
And if I do, I don't claim them. I've been gave up. One thing I'm gonna tell y'all about DJ TJ, you cannot talk sports with him. One thing, he loves an underdog and he loves losers.
The real Melissa Ford.
I will tell you that. If you want to gamble, gamble
hey,
with him.
Melissa, while you're on Facebook, go to UGGH. While you're on Facebook, type in UGGH. Face. Clothing. CLOTHING.
Hey, Jay Wing, would you like to put your point on
search it.
On BuffaloTV.com?
Go to my page.
BuffaloTV.com, where everything is ice cold.
Click ROD.
Ice cold. Yeah, these niggas is funny, bro. Shit.
I don't understand arguing about sports anymore.
I know, because everybody got their opinion. One thing I can tell you, Jay Wynn got a point, Tory got a point, but the niggas love to
yeah. Right, what's your Facebook?
I'm just telling the fan how you love Luke.
Delete it.
I've never heard a nigga in the history
you.
Of sports, or a fan or whatever, that
you
loves Luke. Nigga love losing.
You a loser. What you talking about? Man,
nigga,
turn my
nigga,
mic down, man.
What basketball in any sport you want to play,
bro,
I will beat your ass in it.
Here, Rod Lee. I know that's the alcohol talking. You don't really believe that in your heart. You don't really believe that in your heart, man.
Oh, really?
You don't really believe that in your heart, man.
Oh, really?
You don't believe that in your heart, man.
I'm going to tell y'all a little
something. Trust me.
They scared of me. Better be. I'm on my way.
Record label and crew.
Hey, let me tell you about Real Ray. Hold on, let me show you the phone. Give me the phone. I'm gonna show you about Real Ray's phone. This is what he does. Every he pick his phone up like he doing something, and he really ain't. Matter of fact, this motherfucker dead. He said, man, I keep texting this shit for like the past hour. Nigga ain't put this shit on charger at all. Shit been dead for 2 hours. Nigga been texting nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doing some shit. Oh, yeah, girl, I'll be on my way. He telling us he got whole shit lined up. About to go holler at a connect, buy some shit, buy some perp info. Nigga ain't talking to nobody. Look at this shit. Black screen. I'm hitting all the buttons on this shit. Hold on. Ain't shit coming on. Fucking imposter, move.
There's an imposter among us.
And now back to DJ TJ. Yeah, that nigga, yeah, man, he don't want to see a nigga, man. I done been trying to play this nigga. First off, when he was a senior in high school, I was in middle school. I told that nigga to line it up. He ain't want no part. I was fucking 13. He was fucking 18, 19 and wanted no parts of me.
That's why. That's why. I didn't want to crush your confidence before you got started, man.
Oh, see,
that's what it was.
The thing is, you didn't want me to crush your confidence. I mean, it was a nigga
I was already
up and running. I was your age in front of the park who I ran. I was 16. Because you're a great athlete, and I give you your props. But I'm like Jason Bourne, man. You better leave me alone before I bring this fight to your doorstep.
Y'all don't believe that. That gibberish y'all talking, y'all really don't believe that, man. Y'all know deep down in your heart y'all going home. Y'all going home deep down in your heart. Now, Chris Bosh, they not going to win it without Chris Bosh. I'm going to tell you that off real. They not going to win it without Chris Bosh.
But
they
might
get out
of the
East.
I told you that.
No, you told me that. No, I'm telling you, they was going to win it with Chris Bosh. Now, without
they,
Chris
they
Bosh,
had,
but
had
you
had
was saying with Chris Bosh,
they
was going to lose it. So, it don't matter either
yeah,
way.
And the reason why I was
now
saying...
Now, you looking like a genius now, huh?
No, I'm
not. You looking like a genius now, huh?
I'm not looking
Chris
like
Chris Bosh hurt. Dwayne Wade hurt. I mean, now, you going to kick them while they down now, huh?
Fans, I think I got a nightcap. Yeah. I hope y'all got one too. Fuck it. I'm out.
TJ, I love LeBron James as a basketball player and as a highlight.
You're lying and the truth ain't in you.
Honestly, fans, Buffalo is the only nigga that knows sports over here. You want to talk sports, talk to me.
Well, what do you think about the NBA playoffs right now? Who's your favorite?
OKC is my favorite, but...
And I agree with you.
But... Still, like Hermel would say, still, you play the game to win.
That's why you play the game.
That's why you just got to go out and play. I don't give a fuck who you pick, what motherfucker you pick, like LeBron and whoever. They may have the team league more talented, but you still got to go play motherfuckers. And one thing I'm going to tell you about motherfucking niggas who are underdogs, and like niggas like the that's like
that
motherfucking Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson.
They play like that.
I'm fucking fighting Mike Tyson. I want to knock your fucking head off. That's the thing. So you got to bring your A game every night. If you ain't bring your A game every night, don't fucking talk this shit.
That's all I say, bro.
You got
like,
you got me.
DJ TZ, you are absolutely right. I am a fan of basketball. And with that, I became a Lakers fan. So, of course, all I can do as a fan is speculate.
Oh, what you
if
say?
I could predict it perfectly,
fuck with Jeff.
I would be no. If I could predict it perfectly, how he said, I'd be in Vegas, and you would never see me no more unless you get in a plane ticket to come to Vegas, because I'd be in Vegas every day betting on every game.
Exactly.
NBA, football, MLB, all that hockey. If I could call it perfectly, all I can do is hope. Those players on the court, those are the ones that have to do it.
Niggas want LeBron. Niggas ain't scared of him. He a bitch nigga. Think niggas scared of him?
Not at all.
I bet you can't treat me like that. You a lot of talk, but you know deep down inside, my boy.
Yeah, I talk a lot. That's
yeah, I know, but see,
because I'm getting you watch your game.
No,
because I can back my talk. When I talk, I back it up. I'm not a talker.
I'm not a talker.
You like testosterone?
I'm in love too. Shit,
it's all
I'm in love. I want to fight and I want to make love at the same time.
That's that country spirit.
Hey, your thing going right. Hey, that's that. We country fed.
So
country
females don't like a lot of testosterone.
We can control it
females
though, man.
Females don't like a lot of testosterone in the air.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's just
true. Ain't nobody hearing us.
Yeah,
we ain't got no neighbors
Utah
right now.
We're not in Brandon. We're in the country.
No,
so
slow your roll. What you ain't gonna do?
No, what you mean is that I've been out here since I was 15, so I know where I'm at. I know where I'm at. I know enough people around here, so I think I'm good.
Hey, just cause you hanging out with DJ and Jay,
I know more people besides you guys out here.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Who you know?
Who you
know?
Nobody. You don't know me, you don't know nobody.
What you're not gonna do is yell at me like that, alright?
What's your name?
Who you know out here? I bet you whoever you know us. We're not from Plant City. We're not from Plant City.
Yeah.
Hillsville.
Oh, you talking about, cuz, you know, he moved, he from here, he ain't got this shit tatted on him. I die for this shit.
Who?
Yeah, what he
play? Oh, I know Kevin Hart. Silas, you talking about Silas. You don't know Silas, that's his real name, Silas.
Kevin Gaines. You know the heart. We the heart. We make this
he
shit.
Is the heartbeat.
Make this shit beat.
God knows I'm a coach. We the generation gap.
I am the shit.
I am the shorty. I am the club.
my name, bring the whole city out. No, she's from Brandon.
I'm going to tell Mel why I like her. Because she come out here and handle all us country boys by herself. She come out here and hold her own by herself.
I don't have anything
she don't need.
So I'm just saying from what she has been faced with in this garage.
Don't mind my next comment.
What we give her,
she held nigga off the mic.
I tell you what. I tell you, because he don't, you,
I'm not looking for no approval from this chump over here.
Everything
that I say,
she might be handling you,
like we about
but
this.
She ain't handling me.
And normal people, like how me and TJ argue, we are never like, that's
no,
just
that,
us.
No, that's just you.
Hard, you know what I'm saying?
I realize.
She ain't handling us. She ain't handling us. She handling you. Nigga, drop your nuts. Nigga, be a man. That's how she handling you.
How old are you?
You gonna tell me that I ain't hear how old you were again?
That's the problem right there.
You know, right now. May 19th.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. You see that American flag shirt? He got that fancy rose shirt.
Nigga, where your tampon at, nigga? Nigga.
Here you go. Go ahead, man.
How you going to be from the country and talking about a female handling you?
He didn't say I handled him. He said I handled myself well.
Damn that.
Fuck that.
My producer just tried to sneak jokes in on me.
How the hell is my
producer? Man, first off, DJ TJ is not even, this is not even his show, so this is my show, so fuck what he's talking about. We gonna talk about...
You ain't gonna let me get my 2 cents in?
No, this is my show. Hold on, I'm finna put this nigga in timeout. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ride?
Okay, hey, this is Buffalo show. This shit is called Ice Cold. Watch it, talk. Watch it, you can talk.
Alright, let me speak. My producer just tried to shoot a joke at
Fabo.
One thing I can't let happen is. Okay. And I take that from Talladega Nights. There's him, there's Ron Lee, and Will Ferrell.
Do that dance, Fabo.
The two craziest drivers I know on planet Earth.
Tied it up.
Girl, how the hell did you leave the house and wreck right after you leave the house? All right, Mom, I'm out of here. Yeah, Mom, I'm out of here. Be easy now. Let me do me. I'm setting up something else. You ain't gonna let me set it up, huh? You just gonna come in here. You know what I'm saying? As I prayed on you, and you ain't gonna let me set my joke up. Okay, back to you, Jay Wig.
He ain't no cop either, though. He ain't no cop.
Yeah, where the hell I was going, man. The setup. And Rod Lee just kept coming. And I forgot what the hell I was.
Do that dance, say, boo.
Saved by the bell once again.
I don't know, bro. What are
they? Out of the genesis. Have no clue.
What they do that at?
My nigga got all the time. Something that you ain't custom to. Don't come after the
hustler, bro. Hold the hat, man. Just a bow. This is for my lady. Amnesia.
Really, Mel?
Amnesia.
That's what you gonna do? Now I'm inking my chest. Trying to triple my chest. Definitely think they have your back. We have zero chance. Rod just booked it. Not Rod, I'm sorry. Will Ray just booked it. Will Ray just. Hold that.
Hold on.
What? Y'all got alcohol? Oh, you straight. I'm out of here.
My nigga ain't gonna get shit. He finna go eat some monkey. That nigga finna go get his face wet.
That nigga going to get this. Nah,
he'll get his face wet.
Yeah.
Only thing I'm gonna say is I know he wasn't after a chick. because his toes were out. Oh, I will go in on your toes.
Nigga ain't got no toes.
Wait a minute.
When the last time you clipped your toenails, bro?
Huh?
They ain't never had a clip this show, man.
Nah, that's just speaking 100. Lotion.
Cocoa butter.
Yeah, cocoa butter wouldn't help. Cocoa butter would help.
Why is your second toe longer than the first one?
Cinnamon.
This nigga feet look like they ducking a ride.
Calamine lotion.
Hey, no. This nigga feet look like they ducking a ride.
Show off your track. Show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back, snap backs and tattoos, snap backs and tattoos.
Yeah, you don't spare them on some shit. He said, it means you.
That's what it means. It's a woman, the girl that you admire, control you.
No, it don't. No, cause my fucking
female will dominate you.
My first show, and let me tell you something.
As I look down.
Oh, I know what that means. I'm the greatest athlete you done seen, nigga. So keep bringing that shit up, bro. Hey, Troy.
Oh, damn. Hey, Willie. He called you.
Fuck Durant.
DJ TJ.
Nigga, no. Fuck Durant. Nigga, I got cribs at a college, and I'm 1-2 in most categories in my college and in the conference I played in with Ed Reed and Sean Taylor.
God bless the dead.
Goodbye.
He got to that DJ.
Not really. Now, hold on, not really. Hold on. You had your time. This ain't your show neither. Where the right nigga on the mic then? I tell you what. Google me and see what you find.
Hey man, see what that message.
But
right
all
there.
I'm saying is, yeah, that's great company to be in. Every all the boys, that's great company. But you know what I'm saying? You gonna bring
this nigga Riley. It's also wild.
Then the pro level.
I'm looking for the shit, man.
We should.
And then we're gonna break it down.
Porn. We're
gonna ask you, Willie.
Buffalo.
See,
man, what's Jeff doing?
Do you really down to your core, Buffalo? Buffalo. Ain't nobody know it until you said it. But before you address
it, in front of the camera.
Hey, whatever. But do you really believe in your heart of hearts? In your heart of hearts.
Hey, TJ, do you really believe in your heart of hearts that the Lakers are done?
What? I ain't. Hold on.
Pray on our downfall. Pray on our downfall.
You do that. It's not about winning or not. It's if I can keep up. And I damn sure can keep up.
Winning?
No. I've won a lot of games.
It's not about winning. That's what he said.
Well, I've won my fair share of games.
Who said that? No, I didn't say that. Chunk. There's me, and then there's Herb L. That's it. You play the game to win.
And I win.
That's the only reason you play the game.
Snap backs and tattoos. Snap backs and tattoos.
All that.
You're supposed to. You're supposed to.
I can't lose.
Oh, you gonna lose. You got to lose before you win. You gonna lose.
I done lost. But I,
okay
I'm
then.
To
so
you,
now
I
it's time
lose.
To win. That's why it's time to win.
I can't lose.
But I'm gonna spare you tonight, Willie.
Oh,
I'm gonna spare you tonight, Willie.
No,
I'm gonna spare you tonight, Willie, because you don't really want to see it. You know what I'm saying? You don't really want to see it, Willie, because I know you know it. You know it. Triple Dose, Double OG, I'm out.
Wow, you play basketball, right?
Hell yeah, I play ball.
Why did you play?
I played to win.
You play
I used to. When I
ain't never played before.
When I first was loving the game.
Basketball in 19. That's my first sport. 1990. I was 5.
But as an athlete and as a person that you play anything to win, and that's just how I play.
I play the game to win.
That's how I play.
I play the game to win.
But I love basketball.
Yeah, and I be.
Hey, tell me this, winner.
You will beat TJ.
Hey, both of y'all
won't beat me.
He won't beat me. Neither one of y'all will beat me.
You got life.
Neither one of y'all will beat me.
I done beat you before.
Matter of fact.
I done beat you before.
Matter of fact.
I done beat you before.
Matter of fact, y'all can see.
I done beat you and George.
What? What? On the what? What?
Yeah, I'll
be.
Y'all supposed to beat my ass. We playing 21. You ain't never supposed to let
yes,
me
ma'am.
Win.
Yes, Lady Mel.
I'll beat you.
You'll beat me in what? You'll beat me in what?
What will make somebody just look at me and be like, no? Show off your arm, leg, chest, show off your back,
snap back, and tattoo, snap back, and tattoo. Me!
I play QB. I play every position. Sell line. Have you ever played line? What you ain't gonna do is talk about my
Like
he didn't win a trophy in tetherball. Tetherball, box hockey, tetherball and box hockey. My producer. Box hockey.
Oh,
champ.
And a
three-time champ
you right.
at the youth center.
Tetherball.
Tetherball, box hockey.
Yeah, hey, Basaki.
He mean in the Basaki.
I mean that.
Basaki mean.
With a passion.
I think I get him kicking the end of that cowboy over there.
Hey, and then I can swing. No homo with that. But one thing you ain't gonna do, nigga, is I perform.
Jay Reed in sport. That's one thing we not gonna do. Go ahead and say it. You
didn't want to
say it, so I said it.
Hey, nigga, you lucky you made it as far as you did, because I'll crack on you.
That's why I told you.
And so I can't really get no crack on the sports. Know what I'm saying? Hey. If you want to talk about your gay fantasies, go ahead. Go ahead and tell the people about your gay fantasies. On three. One, two, three. We put in football term. One, two, three. And I mean, ooh, nigga, you nasty.
Alright, bro. I'm talking about the play.
What? Who? What? They fly, but they missing me with that one. I mean, what kind of fantasies are going on? We said we're introducing gay fantasies. And you said Will and O is in your gay fantasies, huh? This is what we want to talk about on Talking Ish with Ish after party. I don't know what we talking about. Yeah, this is sponsored by Ish. This is your boy. What you say you gonna do? You gonna do what? Oh, an interview? I don't do interviews because I'm too important of a figure to do an interview. No. One thing we ain't gonna do is put me in your gay fantasies. I already told you about that. Yeah, I want people to Google me. Google J Wig 24/7. I got 100.
Hold on.
I don't even be on, but my tweet to follow ratio is higher than yours. Oh, it's higher than yours. My tweet to follow ratio. Tweets compared to follows. I know it is. Even with Perf Info, I mean, you know, I can kill you with that one, but I'm just gonna go strictly off of J Wade 24/7. Yeah. But see, when you say as one, you gotta say AZ. You gotta let them know.
Or
I can't talk to you right now, Kiara. I'm on the air.
Letter N.
You probably got a man anyway. Matter of fact, I know you got a man. Melissa Ford. This is alive and original. But do we want a challenge on this Twitch to follow ratio? Nigga, fuck you. Huh? What did she just say?
I got 1300.
No, I ain't lose. I'm a legend, man. How I lose? I'm a legend.
I got 1300.
Nigga, I got 3500. I got 35,000.
Hello.
How many people in Florida?
Hello.
Nigga, that's how many friends I got.
Y'all
scheme.
I ain't scheming.
Who's scheme? It's on.
It's on?
It might not be a lot as mine. Where you at, number one?
You right.
You better quit calling.
What she said?
But I bet.
I mean, if you go, you a real female. That's why you around real niggas.
You're a real nigga.
We wouldn't even. I wouldn't even have you at my house. I would, if you wasn't a real female. As we are privileged to hanging around you. See, you know what I'm saying? We all be taking the same toast. We could easily be on some bullshit.
Like, even
get him off you, TJ. Blood gang. Blood, nah, he had lab. Hey, he said blood game, nigga. Blood game.
We're not affiliated over here, so we don't mind spray paint.
That nigga said, your name ain't Chopper.
This is an exclusive announcement. What we're gonna do is bring back Black Beach Week, but we're gonna do it in the summertime in June. June 31st. Black Beach Week in Daytona. Check us out. Perpinfo.com. Bring all your perp. Bring all your California occasion. Bring all that. Daytona. June 2012. Black Beach Week. We're switching up the date. Fuck these crackers.
Fuck that shit. Catch me at Buffalo. Got ice cold. At Twitter. Whatever, whatever.
Don't follow that.
Fuck Twitter.
Oh, I mean, follow that. I want you to follow that, but you just gave him a falsification. Let him know you real Twitter.
That nigga say too true on a fucking Twitter.
Well, damn.
He ain't no cop, though. Jay Reed ain't, anybody seen N2D, Jay Reed ain't no cop.
Hey, follow me at iaintnocop.tumblr.com. Follow me, check it out, iaintnocop.tumblr.com. iaintnocop.tumblr.com.
Next Sunday, I ain't got nothing to do,
right.
I just kick the shit with my crew and the bad bitch too. Smoke great, do the same, nigga, how about you?
In the morning, brush my teeth, wash my face. If breakfast is ready, I say great and I'm good. I'm like a dog in the morning, waking to bacon. Me and my dog.
Hey, I'm out there, man. Follow me at JWig247 at Perpinfo. That's it. Follow me.
Came over vacation. She always bring me gifts, I never keep her waiting. She went to Cali and she seen magic. She from Orlando and she's magic. She said the joints of traffic. Your brain is tragic. Go to the bedroom, man, we make magic. She loves it all day, day.
game is smoking and fucking. Never really go out in public unless a trip to Walmart or Publix had to grab some cool ranches cause a nigga was much.
Oh,
and we just get played. It's one of those ugly plays. Lavender Hay. It's late Sunday. Oh, late Sunday. Sabbath. I ain't got nothing to do. I just kick the shit with my crew and the bad bitch, too. Smoke break, do the same, nigga. How about you? Late Sunday is the Sabbath. I ain't got nothing to do. I just kick the shit with my crew and the bad bitch for two. Fuck Craig, do the same. Yeah, how about you?
That's my motherfucking homie.
Or kitchen.
Which one?
Put the pounds in the trash bag. What you do to
this? Nah, that's shit.
Nobody, nobody.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit.
Or, oh,
nah, we didn't do
that.
Yeah.
I ain't even seen that, man.
You go on YouTube and get that, huh?
Yeah.
What is it? AB Swag?
Nah, it's just AB. Mm-hmm. Type in Lazy Sunday, though.
Lady who?
Lazy.
No, I'm trying to tell you.
It's yeah, Lazy and Sundays. Yeah, you got a lot of niggas on your page.
You really do.
She don't deal with females. That's something.
I don't like girls that don't deal with females.
Most female. You might have a friend or two, but for the most part,
I have plenty of female friends. The fact that they
where they at right now. You by yourself right now, right?
Because not everybody can be like it, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
If they don't like the dapper friend, I'm going to put them in it. I do what they like to do, but this is me. Not everybody's going to like what I like. I do appreciate that they like to do.
That's tonight. Maybe tonight, but I told you I can't do
casino. What was I looking up? Early, you know what I'm saying? Yep, that's what I was.
None of that shit. I used to get that like 3:30.
That's how you got to, man. You got to.
I don't go to the fucking casino. Fuck the casino. I'm just telling you what it is.
That nigga drunk. That shit funny.
We know him, so that's how he does.
He did fuck a little bit
than he normally does. Let me play this shit for DJ TJ. Haha.
I'm not getting in on any of that.
Hey, this what is this? Where your website at, man? After you do what you do, let me check out the web. Go to your website, man, or something. You see something.
I got it. I told you, that's what I got.
You're.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. I told
you don't trust me.
No, I wouldn't fucking be looking
at football and shit. Nah, right? You not even trust the person.
I'd be intoxicated all the fucking time.
I don't assume people are going to.
This is the biggest drunk I know.
Hold on, Doug.
Make up your mind. Either you a drunk or you're not. You pick a side.
I'm not a fucking drunk. I drink.
What the hell did you start drinking?
That doesn't matter. Anybody got time for no fucking casino? Bitch. To his bitch. No offense. I think AB took that shit off. But he got more shit coming. Get two shits about it.
I guess they be all good.
Yeah, got it. Yeah,
fat ass personality, so.
Y'all want bars? Y'all niggas want bars? Let me see. Jeff. Jay Wig. Not a cop. Let me see what I can kick. Man, I'm finna give you rare form. Nigga. Recycle. I'm gonna give you a recycle flow. If I can remember. Fuck Lil Wayne. Get my grown man on with you. You are so fine. You don't know about it. I'm on my grown man. That's that gas, though. Yeah, I put Lil Wayne because it was featuring Currency. H. Brook and this motherfucker. I, who you thought it was? Nigga, where's the big brother? I might lose my mind if I ain't have a pen and pad to spit these rhymes. Smoke this good, a place to chill at times. Pressing my mind so baby girl, right now just ain't a good time. My dreams looms high. Yeah, for real. My dream is how I focus on the checks. I can give a fuck. They can eat a dick. But I ain't settling for less. Just chill. Don't let them see you sweat. All this time we ain't. And knows what I'm blessed with. On that next shit. Why they just purchased. They filling their pockets. Getting. It is.
What's up, baby?
I can give it. No, but you good.
I ain't trying to never get my grown man on.
And get my grown man on.
I ain't trying to
you. You don't know about it. No more grown man. I had to listen to Currency in the car.
From New Orleans, fresh out the Navy, now the captain of my own team. Hopping in the machine, managed from the scene. Goddamn it, I'm so managed. Handle it like a standard. So put your panties in your pants by the treasure. Romance on the floor plan. Yeah, we hold hands while we rolling. Just trying to keep up with the program. Just trying to sneak up on you. Like, how you doing, ma'am? I'm an old soul. And a young man, we got to it, and we didn't stop till the birds hit the block, and she ain't never had it like that. Girl, you are so fine. I wish that I could get you over here, girl, tonight. So I could get my grown man on you.
You don't know about it. Come on, my grown man. You don't know about it.
I wish that I could get you over here, girl.
You don't know about it. Come on, my grown man.
Hit the club, but tonight I'll make an exception. For some reason I can't seem to keep my eyes out your direction. I'm looking at you so hard I could probably catch a charge. Feeling the way you walk when you move your booty, applause. Damn, I gotta keep my composure. Gotta attack my mission, handle business like a soldier. Young man, young money, but the money long. Currency the hospital, so grown, so grown. And your perception of me is so wrong. Don't worry about what you heard about me and your mother birds. Might have done a little dirt and left a few of them hurt. But whatever has occurred, they all got what they deserve. And you don't rock like them. I can see it in your eyes. If you ain't good for me, then you wearing the disguise. Cause tonight you looking like Miss Wright. And I swore to be a player for life, but I changed for you.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.